about.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Lube it or lose it.
Yeah! Woohoo! All right! Woo! Yeah! Ha!
F me, F me, F me.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you how much yes.
F me, F me, F me.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Lisa.
Yum, 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 yum.
Stop it, stop it. This objectification of women has to stop.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Where do they start with a sponge bath? At your feet or your head?
No, they go with the d***, eh? I don't like that head.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Wednesday morning. It's 5:32.
Yes, it is.
I have a great story out of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Alicia Halfmoon is her name. She was in the store Walmart, and they sell something called Chemistry for Dummies for $6.46. So apparently she grabbed the ingredients from the shelves, and she was mixing chemicals inside the store. She opened it and was using it in the Walmart. And apparently they finally, after she was in the store for like 5 or 6 hours, and finally they notified police, and police showed up. And she had several different things that she was mixing, including lithium. She had a chemical drain cleaner.
What?
She had sulfuric acid. She had starter fluid.
Oh, my God. Was she going to make a bomb?
No, she was trying to cook meth inside
in
the
Walmart.
She went there, bought the chemistry set, found the items, and was whipping up a batch.
You can make... I mean, Walmart has all the ingredients?
Well, I don't know. She says that she likes to cook the meth, but she's not very good at it. So I don't know whether you can get everything you need there or not.
Oh, my God.
Or if she had the right stuff or she had
maybe
wrong
she brought
stuff.
Some of it in.
But they went and they checked the security cameras and they watched her. And she was, sure enough, she was mixing everything that she possibly could.
And she was able to do that for 5 hours.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, like when you go to a Walmart,
they're huge.
Yeah, they're huge. And you can get lost in there forever and not find anyone that works there.
You just think, yeah, that's true.
And so
I guess that's true.
She just, but I don't know how you open a product and start using it, start mixing chemicals and stuff. I mean, that seems like that's kind of a red flag.
Someone would walk by and think, this could be bad.
This isn't right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was mixing the chemicals. She was removing, while removing the volatile brew, one officer was treated for chemical burns.
Wow.
Because it hurt him when he took it out.
She's bad at this.
She's not, she says she's bad at
she
this.
She needs a new occupation.
But how awesome is it that she's accused of trying to cook meth in the Walmart?
Well, customers might be right there. Go to your customer.
Customer days. Is never wrong. That's what they say.
That's true, too.
I think in this case, maybe they would take that back. It's not her first arrest, by the way. That might surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We have Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about why he couldn't make it on Celebrity Apprentice. What happened?
Okay.
Got kicked off. We are going to talk about this new movie that they're making about Nicolas Cage and his stolen Superman comic, which doesn't really sound so much like a movie to me.
More like a documentary or something?
It's just there's not much of a story there.
Yeah.
His Superman comic got stolen. All right. Robert Kirkman is going to be here. That I'm excited about. He's
Walking
the guy that came
Dead.
Up with The Walking Dead. We're going to give you a chance to get some phone calls in if you have some questions for him as well.
Excellent.
And we're going to have to catch up on The Walking Dead. Sorry, Beer Mug, since you haven't watched any of this season, you're going to have to... Just live with it.
What are you waiting for?
You know what? I was thinking about this yesterday.
He said yesterday he hadn't even said he could record it and he hasn't done that.
Well, then you're not going to watch it.
Of course that's your fault. No one's saying it's anyone else's.
But I still have the opportunity to watch it if I recorded it.
But you didn't.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. But if I did, you would have screwed it up.
Oh, my God.
Right, but
this
you didn't.
Insane.
So what's the point of DVRs if people are just going to spoil everything?
You didn't record it.
What about the people that did, Kevin? What about the people that did?
They probably watched it already, Muggs.
I don't even understand what that means.
It was on Sunday.
You have to keep up on a show if you're interested in it. Otherwise, if you're that interested in it and you expect no one to talk about it for the full season,
absurd. Is there a rule on when you have to go back to it?
Yes, there's a rule. The rule is this. If you're interested in a show, if you're that interested in a show that you get your feelings hurt and you get all upset when people talk about it, keep up on it.
So you can't delay your interest?
You can, but you have to accept the consequences.
Right, the consequences.
Like, I'm in season 2 of Dexter. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff I've heard and I already know. But, you know, that's okay. It's still a great show.
It's on her. Yeah. For being so far behind, she'll live that there's some spoilers that she's heard, but she'll watch it anyway.
Right, spoilers, but not Kevin literally telling you what happens on purpose.
I did that because you're an a-hole. Because you haven't even recorded the season, let alone, I thought you were one episode behind. You're the whole season behind.
And it's not like he recorded them all and he's going to sit on his vacation and watch them all. You have no chance of watching it anyway unless you're going to get it from Netflix or something later.
What if I did that?
Then I'm going to ruin it for you because you're an a-hole. Everybody else that loves the show keeps up on it. Lisa came in like when something, I guess the last episode when something big, huge happened. I wanted to talk about it. Lisa said, I haven't seen it yet. Don't talk about it.
But I will watch it tonight, which I did.
I said, I'll give you one day. She went home and watched it. That's what you do. And then we talked about it and I didn't ruin it for her. You're a guy who didn't even record the season yet. So
I don't know. The, like any show we talk about that you haven't recorded, we're ruining for you, essentially.
That's absurd.
We can't talk about any show.
No, I didn't say that. But like I said, when Kevin just gives it away on purpose.
I'm going to give away the entire rest of the season as we go today. Off the air, I'm going to tell you everything that happens because you're annoying me. If you're that interested.
I can't follow his brain.
I can't either. That interested in it, set your DVR. Oh, I'm not very good at that. Not very good at that. It takes 5 minutes to...
If I can do it, you can do it.
Right. Who's not very good at setting their DVR?
Forget.
He's lazy.
Yeah.
The dude watches a lot of TV, too.
5 hours on Saturday morning, I heard.
Whatever's on. So anyway, Robert Kirkman will be here. We'll be talking The Walking Dead.
Okay.
There's one episode left, and apparently... all hell breaks loose. I mean, this is supposed...
More hell? Yeah, I don't even understand
this is
that.
Supposed to be a game-changer episode.
Wow.
So I can't wait for that. I want to find out what happened there. But for you, Muggs, I'm going to tell you everything that happens off the air. Lewis Black will be on the program today.
Love him.
One of the funniest men on the planet.
Yep.
You got in trouble with Twitter. We will talk about that today.
Okay.
Take your calls at the 6 o'clock hour. And we have Matt Money Smith joining us, who will be talking March Madness, which begins officially tomorrow. It's
awesome.
Hard to imagine. This is the best time of year. But March Madness is here, and we will have Matt Money Smith in the studio. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. We got Robert Kirkman coming up a little bit later on to talk about The Walking Dead. We have Lewis Black on the program. We have Matt Money Smith talking basketball. Double overtime win for the Lakers last night. Have Adam Carolla on the program today as well.
Yeah.
Ralph is here with a look at the first Showbiz Beat for the day. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Lisa.
Or Ralph.
Hi, Ralph.
Nope, don't do it.
Sorry, I just thought we were a little light on the creepy this week. I thought I'd fill up the coffers.
Let's not fill up the coffers.
I'm being buzz. Before I get to showbiz news, how about some stuff? How about if I give away some stuff for the early risers? We don't do a lot for the early risers.
No,
I think
we
got to give them a little love. I've got passes to the 26th annual WonderCon. If there's any comic book geeks in the audience this early in the morning, well, how about going to WonderCon down at the Anaheim Convention Center? This is brought to you by the people who put on the San Diego Comic-Con every year. Happening all this weekend, Friday, March the 16th through Sunday the 18th, the 26th annual WonderCon will be featuring, of course, comic books, but also sneak peeks of movies and TV shows. Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum will be down there to talk about 21 Jump Street, a bunch of great panels, a great floor full of merchandise and comic books, all kinds of good stuff. So if you want to go, and why wouldn't you, it's WonderCon. I've got four pairs of three-day passes, four pairs to, let's make it callers 10, 11, 12, and 13 right now. You guys get through on the phones at 1-800-520-1067. And you'll get a pair of three-day passes to the 26th annual WonderCon.
Those of you that listen before 6 a.m., here's something for you.
Yeah, how about that? We thank you, and we appreciate you doing whatever you're doing at this godforsaken time.
Whatever it is you have to do right now.
Whatever you need a new life.
SOB.
Whatever you need, whatever you're doing now, stop it and get a new life. Because no one except for us should have to be up this early. We shouldn't have to be up this early. Went to the Paley Fest evening with Mad Men last night.
Oh, did you?
Was it awesome?
And so it ran a little late, so I'm a little groggy this morning, and I went into the wrong studio to do our broadcast this morning, and I felt like Kevin. I said, this is what Kevin feels like every day.
Yep. It did that
on Monday. Home late, and then I was checking my emails real quickly before I went to bed, and I saw Kevin tweeting just leaving the Staples Center, so he was up even later coming from the Kings game.
Oh, this is going to be a good day.
This is going to be a good show, that's all I know.
Kings beat Detroit. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Detroit Red Wings.
I understand that.
The dreaded terrorist Detroit Red Wings.
I understand that. Flyers beat the Devils last night, more importantly.
Not more
Keep
importantly.
Keep us in fifth place in the East. What place are the Kings in for the playoff race?
Right where we want to be.
Where do you want to be?
At the beginning of the season, we said, if we could be in a four-way tie for eighth place.
Oh, which is the bottom, which is the final slot.
The final slot.
For the playoffs.
With about 13 games to go. 12, how many? I don't know how many there are.
That's where you want to be.
That's where we want to be, and that's right where we are.
I understand.
The plan is working perfectly.
Gotcha. Congratulations to James Vanderbeek. Anyway, at least to answer your question, it was amazing, the evening with Mad Men. Yeah, Matthew Weiner, who is the creator and the engine that drives that show, was amazing. Fascinating guy. I could listen to him talk all night. But he talked about how he created the characters and what his mindset was and where they're going and what they're going to do. And we're going into season 5 on the 25th, end of this month. We're going to season 5. And he said there's going to be 2 more. And then 7 years, that's it. They're going to be done.
And now, I know you could watch that streaming last night, right?
Yes.
And is there a way to watch it now?
It is archived. I think Hulu On Demand will have all of the Paley Festival evenings available.
Once it wraps up.
Once it wraps up.
Let's say I decided to give in to your peer pressure and start watching this year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you don't watch Mad Men.
Because I do sort of feel like I'm missing out.
Well, you are, because it's one of the best shows ever on television.
Okay, can I just start watching now, or do I need to catch up?
You're going to need to catch up.
Really?
This is not one of those shows you can just jump on.
No, then forget it.
Just jump on board.
But don't spoil it for me.
I won't tell you what happens.
Because I'm going to go back and watch all of them.
Don and Betty get a divorce.
No! Why do you say that? What about the people who don't watch? You ruin it for them. I forgot to set my DVR.
Yeah. Congratulations to James Vanderbeek. His wife Kimberly gave birth to their first son yesterday. They've already got a kid. Named Olivia. Excellent choice in names, by the way.
Yes.
But this is their second child, a son, no name given yet. But sounds like they like normal names, so I don't think it's going to be
Porcupine
or
anything. Kid?
Well, Olivia is a name you've heard before.
It's that's true.
It's not like, you know, cathode or something. Bizarre. And this is sad news. Peter Facinelli of Twilight, of course, and Nurse Jackie, and Jenny Garth, his wife from Beverly Hills 90210, splitting up after 11 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's forever in Hollywood.
It sure is. They issued a statement saying, they both shared the same deep love and devotion for our children and will remain dedicated to raising our beautiful daughters together. They have 3 girls, a 14-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Less together than one at a time.
That's what I'm guessing.
But on the same page, hopefully.
I don't think Thanksgiving dinners are still going to be shared over the table, but no word on what made them split. But I can't help but wonder, Peter Facinelli...
Yep.
Struggled for a long time. Suddenly, Twilight comes along. Boom, blows up. Nurse Jackie comes along. Boom, he's blowing up.
Yeah, now we all know who he is.
Yeah, I wonder if that has some effect on a marriage.
It does seem to
especially
impact
people. With the fellas. Because, you know, your possibilities, they do open up.
Yep.
Once you become a big-time star. And while we're talking about romance and celebrities, Charlize Theron apparently has a new boyfriend.
Are you allowing this?
I have given my blessing.
Okay.
She came to me. She said, what do you think? I said, you two go off. Be happy.
All right.
She never really recovered once I got married. I think that's the problem.
She's just going to bounce around from man to man.
She took it hard. She took it very, very hard.
Yeah.
But now she's with Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, she
nice
wins.
Nice choice.
She wins.
Strikingly handsome Viking from True Blood.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
He's pretty hot. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty good pair right there. You can't really complain about that genetic pairing.
That's a
like
huge,
a super race.
It is. That's where you start.
Unbelievably huge step up from you.
That's where you repopulate the the planet once the big one hits is with those two. That's what you want out there.
So I agree.
I had to give my blessings. Russell Brand's going off the deep end.
Uh-oh.
I don't know
whether it's drugs or alcohol or just anger, but he was in New Orleans this week and a paparazzo named Timothy Jackson filed a police report saying that Russell Brand was on the street. This guy whipped out his iPhone, started shooting some footage. Are you really a paparazzo if you're using an iPhone to shoot the celebrity?
I don't
think so. You're just a dude with
a phone. Just a dude making a buck off with whatever you got.
Right.
Started shooting some footage. Russell flew at him, wrestled the iPhone out of his hand, threw it at a building, and shattered it. Word is the police would like to have a conversation with Mr. Brand regarding the incident, but no word on what sparked it.
I got to tell you, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Me too.
People with cameras in your face.
Assful. Yes. All the time.
Everywhere he goes, people are whipping out their cameras and stuff. It doesn't dismiss it. We shouldn't dismiss the activity, but how do more people not get angry at that?
Yeah. Dave and I were watching some footage the other day of, just yesterday actually, of Andrew Garfield, who's going to be the new Spider-Man, and Emma Stone in New York City, and they're out for a walk. And this guy is shooting him, and Andrew Garfield comes up and goes, "Look, dude, you know, we do this all the time. We stop, we pose for you guys. Just not today. We just want to go out and get some lunch." And the guy just would not turn the camera off. And he said, "Let's just have a conversation about it. My name's Andrew. What's your name? Let's just talk like people.
Tries to
just
be nice.
Let us get in the cab and just do that." The guy would not relent. I said, "Oh, I would just take such a swing at that guy at that point."
Because and also, didn't he have enough pictures by then anyway?
That's what he said. Well, the guy just said, "Well, stop and pose some more for us." And I was like, "No." He's like, "No, not today. We're just going off and do this." And the guy just wouldn't relent. So you do wonder why they don't snap more often.
Man, that's bad.
Yeah. That's why the universe won't let me be famous.
Is that right?
Because they know I would just be punching
You'd
people
be in
left
jail.
And right.
I'd
be awesome. Jail.
I'd probably murder some guy. I'd take his camera and stuff it down his throat. He'd choke on it, and then I'd go to the big house. And while we're talking about crime and celebrities, well, not celebrities, but show business, one of the contestants of American Idol named Jermaine Jones has been disqualified from the show.
How come?
After it was discovered he was concealing multiple crimes.
Really?
Doesn't say what the crimes were, but producers discovered he had outstanding warrants for several arrests last year.
Don't they check on that stuff?
Well, they do, Lisa. Here's the thing. He gave fake names in both cases to the arresting officers, and it took a while for them to put together who was who.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
So once the producers found out, they gave him the boot. So no criminal can be an American Idol. Unless, of course, you're in politics, and then you can do everything you want. Today's celebrity birthdays. Sasha Gray, adult film actress.
Entourage.
She's on Entourage, yeah. She is not a fan of the razors.
No.
We discovered that on Entourage.
That's true.
24 years old, Jamie Bell, who we recently was Tintin in the animated Adventures of Tintin. 26 years old. Actor Chris Klein, coming back for American Reunion. This looks good, the American podcast back
Those
together again. Actress Grace Park from Battlestar Galactica and Hawaii Five-0 now is 38. Billy Crystal, just hosted the Oscars, is 64. Legendary composer and conductor Quincy Jones is 79, and actor Michael Caine, is 79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right now, let's talk about you got in trouble with Twitter. I don't know if you saw this story. There were a couple from England that was coming over to the United States, and they were talking about how they were going to party. They were really excited. They were going to come tear it up.
Okay.
So they were tweeting, and they used a couple of the wrong words. And it got the attention of the authorities here in the United States. So what they did was they said that they were going to, quote, destroy America, which to them means party like crazy. That's, you know, that's what they meant. And, quote, dig up Marilyn Monroe as an example of how crazy and wacky things are going to get. So when they landed, the Department of Homeland Security flagged them.
Oh, man.
Took them off the plane, interviewed them for 5 hours at LAX, held them overnight in a jail cell.
What could they possibly – I mean, wouldn't you just have to talk to them for an hour and realize that they were just goofing around?
You would think. They spent 12 hours in separate jails. And then they were driven back to the airport and sent back to England.
You're kidding.
No.
And by the way, that means Homeland Security is reading all our tweets?
Well.
Like if they get certain words?
There
it's
are
a heads
key
up.
Words. Destroy is one of them. That will
destroy
get,
America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which will get their attention. There are other words that the Department of Homeland Security has since, you know, said, hey, perhaps you should avoid these words. Here's the list. Illegal immigrant, outbreak, drill, strain, virus, recovery, deaths, collapse.
What?
Listen to this one. Human to animal.
and Trojan.
Trojan man.
These are words that the government is...
These are keywords.
Keywords
that, that the, make them look closer.
The Department of Homeland Security will check your tweet.
What Trojan? Like a Trojan horse?
I guess. I don't know. But this brought up the topic of you got in trouble with Twitter. I can't imagine that you got in this much trouble with your tweet.
Are terrorists tweeting publicly?
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't they, like, I don't know, text each
we
other or
something?
We are
going to destroy America. I don't know. That just seems odd. But the Department of Homeland Security is taking no chances, apparently.
Yeah.
So
okay.
They gave them the once over, 5 hours in the airport, 12 hours overnight.
And then they sent them
home. Sent them back home.
So they are not partying like there's no tomorrow.
Correct.
In America.
Correct.
Maybe they just decided they were douchebags.
That could be. We just don't want them here. This is what the woman had to say.
Actually, fun enough, I was talking to the Queen about it on Thursday.
So we're not sure what that means.
Yeah.
But
well, I can see the
so
point.
You got in trouble with Twitter is what we want to talk to you about right now. 1-800-520-1067. If you were tweeting and somebody got the wrong idea.
It has to happen all the time.
This is clearly the Department of Homeland Security getting the wrong idea. Although, you know what? It looks, on the surface of it, I would say this is absurd. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if they talked to him for 5 hours... And then held them overnight and sent them back. It seems like there had to be a little
there
something.
There was a problem somewhere.
A little something more than just they used the wrong language and they wanted to party.
I don't know.
It doesn't really say. The article makes it seem like it was completely innocent and it was a complete misunderstanding. And they just basically got sent back to England and weren't allowed in the United States. And I imagine probably banned from the United States. They're probably on the no-fly list or whatever.
Forever. That's it. They're done.
I mean, I don't think you can get banned one time and then come back.
I wouldn't think so either.
Can you?
I wouldn't think so. So I can imagine, like, people don't even think. It's like Facebook. You don't even think anymore about what you're tweeting. Like, if you lie to someone, yeah, I can't go out with you on Wednesday because I have this thing. And then you completely forget about it and you're out with your friends and you tweet about that. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Hey,
and you totally get busted.
You said you were going to be someplace else.
Yeah. You were going to be at your mom's having dinner.
I can imagine. We've gotten in trouble from the radio station for tweets that we put out there. That they don't like.
Yeah.
You know, because you're representing somebody, so you
Well,
have...
I imagine in any corporation, that's got to be an issue.
Well, and that's the thing. Is your company reading your tweets? I'll bet they are. I'll bet people have gotten fired. I bet people have talked bad about employers or people that in the workplace.
Right.
Where they make fun of certain things and they mock certain things. And then, you know, that's out there in public. Like you said, just like Facebook. Either way, you can do it. I mean, Facebook has the exact same... idea is that you can share your thoughts with the entire world. You can put it out there for everybody to see, and you just don't think that it's going to actually have consequences.
Didn't we have a situation not too long ago where someone thought they were tweeting personal naked photos, and it actually ended up being public?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember who it was. I thought it was a celebrity. Like, I can't remember who it was.
I don't know, but I love that. I love that so
People
much.
People do that, too. They think they're doing a private message. And it's not.
It turns out it was not private.
It was not private.
It turns out it's a public message.
It's a basic misunderstanding of Twitter.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
So 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. If you got in trouble with Twitter, somehow your tweet got you in trouble with a boyfriend, with a wife, with a husband,
with work. Yeah.
With friends, you lied about something, and then you forgot to cover your tracks or whatever.
It's so hard to keep all my lies
it
straight.
It is. That's the problem. Is you have to lie a certain amount to get through life.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
You really do. You have to tell some lies. Oh, I'd love to do that with you, but I got this thing. And then you mentioned whatever thing it is, and then you forgot that you lied, and so then you have to keep up the act.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067. You got in trouble with Twitter. One of your tweets got you in trouble at work or with a friend. We'll take your phone calls when we get back on the Kevin and Bean. It is 6:37. We're talking about people who got in trouble with tweeting. Lisa, you had two celebrity?
Well, I think these men, well, one of them anyway, got in trouble for this. I now remember Dean McDermott, who's married to Tori Spelling.
Yes.
You guys might remember this. He tweeted a photo and didn't realize his wife in the photo was standing in the background with her
That's right. She was way in the background, but
yep.
She was naked.
Oops.
Yeah.
And then also Anna Lynn McCord accidentally tweeted a photo to a fan and had a bare breast in it and didn't realize that. I don't know how you don't, but I guess they're so little maybe when you send it.
Your
like
boobs
you're just
are so
picking,
little?
No, you're just picking
you
a
mean.
Photo and if you don't enlarge it.
Yeah, you're not paying that close of attention.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best case scenario.
It happens. What are you going to do?
That's the best case scenario right there.
Yep.
Let's start with Morris. Hi, Morris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. You got in trouble with tweeting?
Yeah. Actually, I was flirting with several girls at a time, and I just didn't care enough to cover any of it up. So what ended up happening is that now I'm living into my car.
What? You're moving into your car?
I live in my car currently, yes.
Where were you living before?
I was living in the MacArthur Park area.
With your girlfriend?
So she actually kind of did me a favor by leaving me, though, because now I can live as a pirate, which is what I love to do.
Oh, so you're saying that you had a girlfriend at the time and you were tweeting other girls and hitting on them.
Yeah.
Girlfriend found out, kicked you out.
Yeah, and took everything with her.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm lucky, aren't I?
Living in your car. I didn't expect it to go that poorly.
That's sweet.
That really sucks.
All right, good times. Enjoy that. Have a good shower. Thank you, Morris. I am, actually. He made it sound like it was better.
It's a big camping adventure.
Dave reminds me, Haley Williams, member of Paramore, thought she was direct messaging her boyfriend.
Yes.
With that photo.
Yep.
That's a good photo.
It was a good one. We all saw it.
I like that. Let's go to Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
You got in trouble with Twitter.
I did. Not in the same kind of terms of, exposing myself or anything, but I actually got fired. I did. I'm an event photographer, and I was doing a big corporate Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And in my personal account, not even my business account, I tweeted something along the lines of, gosh, could these people be any, bigger jerkwads? I'm sure I used more colorful language than that.
Of course, yeah.
Didn't mention the corporation or anything, and they still found it.
So they,
I don't know if they have people monitoring or...
They must have been searching for your name on Twitter to just kind of do a background check of some kind.
I guess, but you would think they would do that before they hire me as opposed to during the event.
So they hired you already. It was during the event. And how did you find out that they were going to fire you?
No, I was called after. This is an event I had done, a few years in a row. I did their event photography and I was asked to not come back.
I see, because you were bad-mouthing them. See,
yeah, not the client, the people I was photographing.
Right. It doesn't matter, of course, but you sort of think that your own private Twitter account is your own private Twitter account.
You really would,
and
yeah.
I don't even know how they would tie you in with your business.
Especially, I didn't even mention their company's name.
Right.
I didn't mention the event that I was at, nothing.
And they still found out, and they still fired you.
They did.
Wow.
That sucks.
But
sweet.
At least I'm not homeless and
living in your car.
All over the internet.
At least you're not living in the car with your boobs out there.
Not living in my car, no.
Good way to look at it, Renee.
That is good news. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
I've made my decision. You're fired.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with our Ralph Showbiz Beat coming up next. Looks like Matt Money Smith is here. Hey, mm-hmm. Hey, Money.
Gautier.
Gautier.
Oh, Monsieur Gautier, I see our song has been played again.
Oh, that's to the lovely Kimbra.
Oh, you've got the Kimbra on your side now, have you, Gautier?
So glad she has featured on my record.
Welcome to the show. We're going to talk basketball in the next hour.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Very excited about that.
Getting rolling tomorrow.
Yep. Fantastic.
If you want your bracket filled out, this is the guy to do it right here.
I'm the guy.
This guy. Give you some tips, yeah.
Who's got two thumbs and can fill out your bracket? This guy.
I'm the guy.
That's right. Before I get to showbiz news, how about I give away some tickets to what is quickly becoming the cinematic event of the year? Everyone's super excited about the Hunger Games. Girls like
not
this.
Getting that sense from Kevin that he's excited.
Girls, I girls
am excited.
Like
I'm excited.
Okay. I am excited.
Lisa's well, then react, she's for excited. God's sakes. Don't stare at him.
Thank you, Money.
I think he finally showed up.
I'll tell you this. I bought tickets for it yesterday.
There you go.
And like half of the shows on that Friday are sold out already. I have daughters, Ralph.
I know you do. So does Matt Money Smith. He's in a conundrum right now with his daughters.
I would go anyway.
She's 10 and a half.
This looks great.
It might be a little
but she's 10 and a half, man. Yeah.
Don't take her.
A little mature for a 10 and a half.
Yeah.
I've got tickets to the K-Rock advanced screening of The Hunger Games. It happens on March the 19th at the Arclight Hollywood. It's in theaters everywhere on March the 23rd. But as Kevin mentioned, most of the first shows the first day are sold out, so you probably won't be able to see it. Ever.
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 It's only going to be that one day.
I think they just show it for the one day, and then it's all over.
I don't know why.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
How about Kevin doing something responsible?
How dare
you? When did this happen?
What are you talking about?
Buying tickets in advance?
I know.
Yep.
The forethought that must have gone into that.
My goodness.
Tell the truth. Melissa bought
it. It wasn't my idea.
It wasn't you.
Yeah. I bought it, but it wasn't my idea. Yeah.
Someone told you to do it.
Correct.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
Then we get to the bottom of that.
I'm glad things are back to normal.
Can't just leave it like it is. Can't just give me one bit of credit.
Well, earn it.
Come on.
Let's give them away to a Hunger Games fan. However, if you've read the books, if you're familiar with the series, then you'll know the answer to this question. Our, the heroine of the story, Katniss is her name. Katniss Everdeen comes from where in the nation of Panem? Where is she from? Because the country is broken up into sections.
Yep.
And each one has a numerical value, and I need to know where she is from. 1-800-520-1067.
I forgot for a second.
Late night. It was late night last night.
Yeah.
Hanging out with John Hamm. John Hamm and I were not.
If I just answer, Beverly Wood adjacent.
Yes, it's Beverly Wood adjacent.
That's where she's from.
Right now down near Carthay Circle. That's where she's from. 1-800-520-1067. First three callers through with the correct answer will win a pair of passes to our special K-Rock advance screening of The Hunger Games. You'll be guaranteed to see it before Kevin burns!
Ha! Where's your planet now, Blondie?
I don't know how much of a burn that is,
I got advance tickets before.
Chris Martin, you know him from Coldplay.
Sure.
Yep.
This has to blow your mind a little bit. Had a chance to meet President Barack Obama. And was shocked when the guy came up to him and said, I download your music. He told him that he's a big Coldplay fan.
Really?
Downloads all of their stuff onto his iPad.
Huh.
Chris Martin said he was, it was too surreal to have the President of the United States tell you that he's a fan of your music. However, he did add, he wonders if he says that to every musician he meets. Whether
that's
quite a
possible
political statement or not. He probably is kind.
You don't
love
him or hate him. He seems to be in touch with culture. He
does Bill Simmons' podcast talking about basketball.
Yeah. He does have a wide variety of interests. Seems plugged in.
Yeah, when he talks about Coldplay, imagine he knows who he's talking
about.
And
I'd say judging by those mom jeans he wore when he threw out the first pitch at Comiskey Park.
Sure.
How dare you,
probably
sir.
A Coldplay guy.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Thanks, Barack. Did you see him when he had his celebration of the blues at the White House?
Oh, yeah.
With Buddy Guy and B.B. King and Mick Jagger, and he was singing Sweet Home Chicago. He was doing a little duet with B.B. King.
Pretty good.
If I was president, that's all I would do.
Yeah.
F the economy, F foreign policy. Yeah. I would just invite cool people to my house and just hang out with people I wanted to meet.
So what happens when we go out to a party with some sisters, huh?
Well,
blam!
Yeah.
It's like there's no tomorrow.
That's right.
High school chicks, university chicks, it don't matter.
Right. Exactly, Barack. You
blam!
You and me would just be blam! All over those sisters.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Hey, come
Take
on, I'm on your side.
Our president right there.
Love him or hate his politics. Come on. He's the first person that's been sort of tied into reality a little bit.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
come
Clinton
on.
Was kind of that way,
Bill
too.
Bill kind of, yeah.
He was blowing the sax on the Arsenio Hall show. Clinton was.
Answering questions about his underwear.
That's right. Boxers and briefs.
Banging interns like all good executives.
It was way cool. Another day, another crappy reality show. I'm surprised this one is happening. Clint Eastwood's wife, Dina.
What?
Is getting her own reality-based show on the E! Entertainment Network called Mrs. Eastwood and Company.
What?
She used to be a reporter, right?
She used to be a TV host, right? Now she's got two daughters with Clint, I guess.
Doesn't it seem like she'd walk up to Clint and say, here's an idea, and he'd go, no.
No way you're going on goddamn television. Dragging my life through the mud. I'd rather see you dead, little girl.
But she's got her own show now, so we get to see her being married to Clint.
Remember, Eastwood's daughter was in Playboy.
That's right.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy about that.
He was not happy about that.
No, he wasn't. Bear Grylls, you know him. Former British member of the Special Air Service, their equivalent of the Navy SEALs, has spent six seasons as a star of Man vs. Wild. They drop him off in the middle of the wilderness, and he drinks urine and eats eyeballs and stuff.
That is what happens.
That's what he does.
My dream job.
But those days are over. Apparently, Bear and the Discovery Channel couldn't come to terms when it came to his latest contract, and so the show will be no more, unless they recast it with Matt Money Smith.
How about that? I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Let's drop money in the middle of the wilderness.
You got nothing but time.
Royal Air Force, like he's got anything on me.
Yeah. So, no word on what he's going to do next, but apparently he's got a couple projects in the works.
One-bedroom condo next to a strip mall. will you survive?
Let me just butt back in and say he's got everything on you.
Yeah, he does.
Everything.
Come on.
I might be able to grow a thicker beard.
Congratulations.
Well, something.
Billy Corgan wants you to know he's changed the world.
Oh, great. How?
Not for the better. He says that Smashing Pumpkins and those bands of that generation made music great. Okay. Then it was taken over by posers. He said he's not pleased at all with today's music because it's not true rock and roll. And that ended with bands like his and others of that era.
I will say this. I think that is the cycle of things every time. Every time. Like, well, in 1992, 93.
They ended hair metal.
When grunge hit, took over the world. Yeah. And then there are a bunch of copy bands, and they usually ruin it. And then you move on to something else. That's sort of how it works, but I'm not sure.
Are you attacking my former colleagues, Papa Roach? Are you coming after me right now, Kevin?
No,
Roach. You're looking right at me. I can see the gleam in your eye.
No.
It's Jimmy World. No, I'm just
kidding. How dare you?
No, I'm just kidding.
The Roach represents.
Money used to work with both of those bands.
Back to Bill?
Yeah. I don't know. Billy sounded a little, hey, you kids, get off my lawn right
now.
He said South by Southwest when he made this statement. I was like, look, just let people, let them do their thing.
By the way,
you did your thing and just let it be.
He was part of the changing the world of music for the better. And then he was also part of changing it for the worse.
Yes.
He should have just stopped.
And not a good singer.
Right.
Ever. Not before, not now.
Clearly you never saw him live. Oh, actually, yeah. Terrible life.
Terrible life. It's not good life.
Let's see if we have an answer to my trivia question. I believe Andrew on line two was the first caller to get through at the 1-800-520-1067 with the trivia answer. Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Where is Katniss Everdeen from?
District 12.
District 12 is correct,
District
sir.
District 12.
Not to be confused with District 9, because that's where those prawn aliens are.
You don't want to
We got to get rid of them.
It's a whole different thing.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Andrew. We're going to put you on the list. You're going to the special K-Rock advanced screening of The Hunger Games.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
That sounded a little old.
And in a submarine.
He was in a submarine.
Noah and Kerry also are winners. Two dudes and a girl. I'm shocked the two dudes knew that.
It's not that kind of story. It's not like all romance at all.
Oh, Lisa.
It's not. I swear to you.
Ooh, where am I pin? You're my sister. I love you. Oh, I protect my sister. Ooh, I love you. Who are you? I'm a baker. I'm the baker. Would you like some bread?
He knows just enough to make him dangerous.
I was going to go. Now I don't.
I just acted about the whole thing for you. Today's celebrity birthday is actress Sasha Grey. She specializes in acting without her clothes on.
Yes.
She's 24 years old today. Jamie Bell. Who was Billy Elliot? Remember him? Little kid dancing around.
Sure.
He's grown up. He was in Tintin, a bunch of films. 26 years old. Taylor Hanson of Hanson.
That's the girl?
That was the girl.
Yeah. Okay.
29 years old.
Stop.
Shut up.
Chris Klein.
Put that in the file.
Mr. Chris Klein?
Chris Klein, soon to be seen in American Reunion, the American podcast.
She was mine. She was mine, and he stole her from me.
33 years old. Grace Park. She was in Battlestar Galactica. Now she's in Hawaii 5-0. Billy Crystal, host of the Oscars, 64 years old today. Quincy Jones is 79. And actor Michael Caine, one of my favorites, 79 years old as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Coming up later this morning, we have Robert Kirkman, who, of course, is the author of The Walking Dead, which is the best show on television.
Yeah.
And this Sunday is the season finale. I'm so bummed that it's the season finale already.
I know. It's been great.
It's crazy. It's been a great show. And it looks like all hell breaks loose. There's walkers everywhere. And there's
last week was a big rattled everybody's cage. That episode. I won't say what happened in case Beer Mug wants to watch the show 4 years from now.
He hasn't watched the entire season, though. So I've been, every single time we play a song, I tell him another piece of information.
You have been.
Something that happens this season.
Yeah,
I told him
nice.
About the little girl. I told him about, I'm just telling him everything just because it bugs me that he wants me to keep quiet after the entire season has
You'll
gone
show
by.
Him.
Well, we have the author coming in. We're going to have to talk about it.
Yes, I
Next
agree.
Next hour, what do you want me to do?
Nothing.
So Robert Kirkman is on the way. We have Adam Carolla, who got fired from Donald Trump's show.
Oh,
You're
yeah.
fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
So we're going to talk to him about that and find out what his experience was like there. And we have Matt Money Smith talking about the March Madness.
Yeah.
Which is happening, starting tomorrow. It's crazy. Starts like first thing in the morning tomorrow.
Syracuse lost their big number one seed. I'm concerned
That's
for them.
That's crazy.
I thought they were going to go all the way, but now I don't know.
Do you ever fill out those?
I don't.
By the way,
I don't
waiting for Lewis Black.
I don't know nearly enough about college basketball
doesn't matter.
Even to try to get
it does,
into
this. Most of the time it doesn't matter. Usually the people who know
but,
the least.
But it's like, they say it doesn't matter. It's like saying, oh, guy who never played blackjack for, sat at a table, won $10,000. Yeah, that's the rarity. That doesn't happen very often.
I can see that, but people who do know basketball lose like crazy because it's so much of an upset tournament. There's no possible way to pick up the
That's
final.
The great thing about college sports is you really can't. There's bound to be some surprises that are going to upset the apple cart.
That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
And it all starts tomorrow in the morning where you have Matt Money Smith coming up here in just a second. Why is Lewis Black so great?
His head doesn't work like the rest of us. His brain is just magic. It really is. He has a way of putting things together. And Lou is like a hero of mine because, you know, I love angry. And Louis
does angry better than anyone.
Louis has such righteous indignation. And when you hear him put stuff together, when he says it, it's just so spot on. It's just he just encapsulates what you're feeling, the rage you're feeling inside, but can't quite put into words. Louis Black does it for you on the stage. That's why he's so cathartic to watch.
And he's on the phone right now.
We're the only country that tells the rest of the world that we are the greatest country on earth. And that is a little f***ing obnoxious.
You're young, and then you wake up one day, and you're f***ing old! Are you f***ing me? Two slices of mushroom pizza, and it's come to this.
If you listen to Glenn Beck, f*** you. Really, douchebag? If I didn't masturbate for 13 hours, my hands would try to choke me to death. Because my hands love me that much.
I don't care! Can I get an amen?
If you're twittering, you. Every word of this advertisement was approved by me. Or,
why else would I be doing this?
Louis Black.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, Lou. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm seriously, it's been good. It's been a good radio roundup this morning.
How many interviews are you doing today?
I'm doing like 20, but the thing is I finally have reached a point where I've said, you know, I've gone through this so much ago, I'm not talking to them anymore. So it's all people I like to talk to.
Perfect. You've whittled it down.
I've whittled it down to, you know, they're intelligent.
Well, we hope that continues after this conversation.
Oh, always. You guys are the best.
Lou, I got to tell you, in the intro there, we played a little bit about you talking about Twitter, and I got to say, selfishly, I'm glad that you are now on Twitter.
Well, it's sad that, I got drunk with Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah.
And instead of waking up with her, I was on Twitter.
Yeah. It's not the same, is it?
No, it isn't. It was really, it's not like the good old days, but it's... But, you know, also, she convinced me, you know, I'm standing in towns where I'm standing across the street from the theater I'm performing at, and my name is on the sign, and somebody will walk up to me and go, hey, what are you doing here? So you just got to, you know, it's like another form of advertising.
Yeah, you got to get the word out.
So publicly said, if you're on Twitter, F you, and then now you got to kind of mea culpa, and you have to go back and do it, you know.
Yeah, well, I've spent most of my life in shame.
Tell us about this new special that's going to start on Saturday night.
In God We Rust.
It's on the big thing is it's on Epix, which is a channel that I think six people in the country get.
I don't know Epix. What is that?
Nobody does. That's why I'm doing the special. And, but it's a. It's actually this. It's the thing you do. If you go to Epix. EpixHD.com.
Uh-huh.
You can get a 2-week pass, and you can watch all the movies they have. You can watch it. They've got a ton of stuff.
Oh, and, that's great.
They have the Kings of Leon's special on there. They've got Eddie Izzard's special on there. They've got one of Louis', the special he did before the last one is on there. Louis C.K.,
yeah.
Cross. My old special is on there, so the special before this one. And it's a. And you get a 2-week free pass.
You know, Louis, I don't mean to criticize, but there are channels people have heard of.
I know, but they're not interested in me anymore.
They've had their fill of Louis Black.
Well, HBO said we're going to work with you. And after I did two of them, and then within a year and a half, they went, no, we decided we're going to back off comedy. It's tough.
Is it hard to find an outlet for this kind of special? How long is it, an hour?
This is an hour, yeah.
Is it hard to find a channel that does it? Comedy Central, I imagine, does
Comedy Central will do it, after Epix will run it for about 3 months, and then Comedy Central will pick it up.
Oh, great.
You know, but it's tough, I mean, because Showtime does it a bit, but, if you try, I mean, I'm basically, you're also trying to be a part, so... I liked HBO because I liked the comics that were on HBO,
and it was
Carlin's station, and it seemed to be the natural place to go. And then, you know, they kind of cut it off, And Showtime doesn't really have a consistency to what they do in terms of comedy, and Epix really does. I mean, these are really nice specials. And then who knows if next time the way it's we thought about doing what Louis did, which was to just put it online.
Right. Yeah, that's an interesting new way. Louis C.K. did that, where he just put it online and charged people, and he made a ton of dough on that. That sounded
And I was thinking of doing that only because it's, part of it is like I shot this in May. And last year, and now we're getting it on in March. I mean, it's the lag time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And now all of these jokes are going to be burned, and you're going to have to come up with a whole new special, right?
Yeah, but I already got it.
You've already done it.
I've already done it, and I didn't even have to work on it because the Republicans gave me 25 minutes and 10 seconds.
You can just turn on the debates and just get a whole chunk.
Every time they talk, it's like, wow, really? All I got to do is repeat that.
It must be a godsend to have them running for have the presidential election must be a godsend for you.
Well, it is if it were 1956. Then it would be a special time for all of us. I'm thinking that the country maybe just should be split in half. Let's just go ahead, because half the people want it one way, half the people want it the other way. Split it, make it, let's compete economically and otherwise. Let's see who does the best. We do it for 10 years. But the people who want to go back to 1956 don't get color TV or cable anymore. They only need big four channels, and they get black and white.
But they wouldn't get Epix.
No, they wouldn't get Epix. They don't get computers. They get nothing.
They don't even get birth control, Lou.
That's a rough way to live.
Oh, man. I mean, Santorum the other day said, the last thing I believe in, government health care funding is the evil, it's the worst thing that happened. We should go back to a time when we should be there when you go to your neighbors or to the church. Really? Schmuck? What are you going to go ask your neighbor if they've got surgical equipment? I've got a tumor and I really, I have no money, so if you can either lend me, $250,000, and let's start cutting.
He wants you to go down to the barber and get a good bleeding.
Yeah, or maybe see a vet.
That's what we like about you, Lou, is you can find something wrong with anything. Like, for example, I have a clip of you talking about Valentine's Day. And this seems to be something that's been brewing for a while.
And this year, I'm proud to say that I dropped Valentine's Day. Now, let's get it clear things up. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a holiday of love. Just not in February! It doesn't belong there. It does not belong there. And if you ladies want this holiday, because it's your holiday, we're not going to even argue about that, are we? Because if you don't realize that men don't give a about it, and they don't, and if your husband is telling you that he does, then you have tortured him like some kind of prisoner of war.
It's all true.
It's all true.
It is all true.
That's the thing about Louis Black. You can love him or hate him, but everything he says is true. It's hard to argue with.
Tells the truth.
Louis, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. You can follow Louis on Twitter at the Louis Black, and you can see his new special on Epix HD. Look at Epix.
Saturday night, March the 17th at 10 p.m. is the first time you can see it. Epix, it's EPIXHD.com. Lou, thanks so much for coming on today, man.
Hey, guys, always a pleasure. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you, man. I was thinking about running the marathon this weekend, but it looks like the weather's not going to be very good.
So
I
think inclement weather.
All that training for nothing?
All that training, but I'm in good shape. It's just I figure I won't do it.
You know what? Just do 26.2 on your treadmill.
Ah, good idea. I'll run in place.
Absolutely. That's it.
Did you hear that? This beer mug runs in place as exercise.
Clearly.
To lose weight.
Clearly it works.
Okay. Show him how you do it. For a half hour, he does this.
I'm doing the tires at NFL training camp.
Okay. High knees.
High knees.
You do not do that for a half hour.
He says he does.
He couldn't do it for 5 minutes in the studio.
He says he does. All right, listen, we got a lot to talk about.
That guy's over your shoulder.
I know.
5 hours a day.
Let's start with the pros. Let's start with the Lakers.
The pros.
Won in double overtime last night.
The men that make the money.
Yes.
Okay.
Trade deadline tomorrow. Yep. What's going to happen?
One of two things.
All right.
And I've been on this kind of for about a month, that they have two paths they can choose to take. One, they need to make a move. So you will have a new Laker or Lakers by the trade deadline tomorrow, midday.
Is it going to be Dwight Howard?
Well, that's one of the paths they can take. Dwight Howard, can I say the D word?
Yes.
He has turned into a giant dick.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah. He last night after the game, he goes for 24 and 25. They beat the Heat. And he says in his post-game interview, you know what? It's time the Magic just roll the dice. And that's a quote. They're going to have to roll the dice.
What does that mean?
See whether or not I'm willing to stick around after the season, because we're winning some games now, and we ought to make a run at this championship thing, and they'll just have to roll the dice and see whether or not I'm willing to come back and play for him next year. Hey, F you.
Meaning let his contract run out.
So he can sign somewhere as a free agent. They get nothing in return. The team that trades for him does not have to gut their roster.
So they want to trade him ahead of time.
They better. Okay. They have one guy who was like, I don't know, some PR dude that became their general manager or president. He became their president because the president... All right, I'm going to try to make this not very convoluted. The president is the son-in-law of the owner. Okay. This guy got drunk one night and started drunk dialing Dwight Howard.
Oh, no.
Dwight, I swear to God, you're like best friends. You got to stay in Orlando, man. Oh, you are this friend. So that leaked. He gets fired. They replace him with a guy that's Dwight's best friend in the organization.
Trying everything to keep him.
Exactly. And it's not going to work. And they're going to come to that conclusion probably in the next, I'm going to say, 12 to 16 hours. I think Dwight gets dealt by tonight.
Now, is it true that Dwight has said he won't sign a long-term deal with the Lakers if they get him?
That is what he has claimed. But Dwight is an attention whore.
Right. And what better place?
And I'm not, how do I put this? I'm not speaking from a position of great intelligence on this, but I don't think Kobe likes Dwight very much.
Really?
As good as he is, I think he kind of thinks Dwight's a clown and isn't kind of made of that championship metal that you need once you get into the playoffs.
What's your guess? What percentage of a possibility is it that Dwight Howard will be a Laker?
50-50.
50-50?
I mean, look, Andrew Bynum is coming off a 37-point, 15. He is without question the best thing that the Magic can get in return for Dwight, and I don't
Is it worth it for the Lakers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He is one of the five best players in the league. Right, he is currently a better player than Kobe Bryant. He's the best defensive player in the league. He's the best big man in the league. I mean, look, Bynum's 37 points. That's a great night for him,
I agree.
He's been playing well. Dwight just closed his eyes and put up 24 and 25. I mean, that's how good he is.
What about the Lakers needing a point guard instead?
Desperately, and that's the other path. And they can still do both. I mean, if it's a one-and-one swap, you know, Dwight for Bynum, Powell, the other path is they can trade Powell, and I think they desperately want to trade Powell.
Do they?
Yeah, he makes $20 million
a
year.
Bummer.
I love Powell. He's my favorite Laker.
I love him.
He's
a
great guy. He does everything you ask him to. He knows his role and fills it. He'll pass if you want him to pass. He'll spread the floor. He'll get on the low post. But because Bynum has turned into what Bynum has turned into this year, you got an inside presence now. That opens things up on the outside. You need shooters. They don't have any. Derek Fisher sucks. I mean, he sucks.
He's just too old now.
He's not a point guard. He's the only point guard in the league that needs somebody else to set him up for a shot. How the hell does that work? You're a point guard.
That's true.
They need a new point guard. They need a new three, you know, meta world piece, former Ron Artest. They have issues. The West is wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Oklahoma City. They're a great team. They're the best team in the West. But they're young. They're not quite ready. And if you can make, I think the West will be won tomorrow at the trade deadline.
Really?
I really do.
Now, what is the trade deadline specifically?
It is.
Tomorrow at,
I think it's 1
midnight?
p.m. Oh, yeah, I think
p.m.?
It's 4 p.m. Eastern. So I think, you know, by
That's
that time.
That's why this is interesting, because it all comes down to the next,
right,
you know, 24 hours.
The Lakers are, I mean, look, they're the three seed. Right now, the Clippers were playing great. When Chauncey went down, they're a mess now. I don't like their head coach, Vinny Del Negro. He's the worst coach in the league. He's
really
going to get fired at the end of the year, and they'll bring in someone with some credentials so Chris Paul doesn't leave and Blake Griffin doesn't leave. They need a two guard. They have holes that they've got to concern themselves with now. And that's a good team, you know? And if the Clippers get bounced in the first round, it is going to be a wild disappointment. And right now, they'd be playing the Dallas Mavericks in the first round. I mean, who would you favor in that series? Dallas.
Yeah, that's tough.
So there's a lot that's going to happen between now and tomorrow, and I truly believe
by tonight we'll know.
I think so, because you know what? The Magic play tonight, and if Dwight is going to be dealt, he's not going to play. So you can just watch that Magic game tonight. And if he's not out there, that means that deal's going down. And I just don't see any other, unless the Lakers do believe his threat that he only wants to play for the Nets when they move to Brooklyn next year and they're not willing to trade for him. But like I said, Dwight's an attention whore. If he's playing in a Lakers uniform and Denzel Washington and Jack Nicholson, all those guys are showering him with praise. Like he's really going to leave to go play for a team that's based in New Jersey and just moving to Brooklyn in the Knicks' backyard? Hell no.
Yeah.
Of course he's not.
That'd
so
be awesome.
It would be. And it would immediately make the Lakers the favorite.
There's been so much talk about this, and it finally comes down to tonight.
Yeah, it'll come down tomorrow at 1 p.m., yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. We're going to come back. Matt Money Smith is here. We're going to talk March Madness, which begins tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
When we come back on the campus. Matt Money Smith in the studio with
following
us.
Following the offspring. Yeah.
You can follow him on Twitter.
Talking about.
At Petros and Money. You can go to petrosandmoney.com. They are on the air at from 4 to 7 p.m. on AM 570. March Madness starts tomorrow.
Yes. Well, the first four started yesterday. Did you see this, by the way?
I didn't.
It was happening while we were doing the show. And so Barack Obama and David Cameron, prime minister over there in the England across the pond, they are in Dayton. They went to Dayton to take in the first game of the NCAA tournament, which are these four play-in games. So it's Mississippi Valley State versus Western Kentucky. By the way, Western Kentucky advanced, best mascot in college. It's just a giant red blob of crap. That's all it is. There's no form to it. It's just a red blob with a giant mouth that runs around. I absolutely love it. They're the Hilltoppers, so how the hell do you get a Hilltopper? But they're taking in a game, and President Obama joins the crew, and it's Jim Nance and Steve Kerr and Clark Kellogg. It's the A-team that's doing this crappy game, and he joins them at halftime. Are you with David Cameron? Are you enjoying the game? How's it going? You know, game's great. Just, you know, guys, it's a little sloppy out there. They're not shooting that well. And you know, president's a big fan. He does the picks. Yeah, there you go. Right. There's the mascot, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's awesome.
hey, thumbs up to you, pal. So that happens. He goes back to his seats, and like second play of the second half, this kid from Mississippi Valley State hits a three from the corner. And barks at the president.
Nice!
Says, like, yeah, stick it. How you like, that's for bad shooting. We don't know what he said because there's no audio, but there's a video clip of it. Deadspin had it yesterday, deadspin.com.
Was his face upset?
It was, we're all speculating, trying to figure out exactly what the interaction, I haven't heard exactly what the kid said, but.
How about that shooting?
Just imagine, like, what Reggie Miller to Spike Lee, that's what it looked like.
That's awesome.
And David Cameron's clapping after the basket's made, and he stops, and he looks at the president like, did that freaking kid just say that to you? I mean, that's what the face looked like. So the tournament, I don't know,
but so
whatever
much.
Your position, an inauspicious start, but it was interesting to say the least. So you have two more of those games today here in the Pac-10 or Pac-12, I should say. Cal will play South Florida. That's going to be a great game, actually. That'll end up being a really good game to play in. But it's, I mean, look, college basketball has taken a huge hit in the last decade. You know, kids stay for a year, then they leave. The NBA is getting all their talent. The product is nowhere near as good as it used to be. There you go. There's the picture right there. Okay, you can take a look at that.
Yeah.
But there is one team, talent-wise, that seems to stand above everyone else, and that's Kentucky. And even though it's all freshmen, and we always talk about seniors and senior leadership at the guard position, Kentucky's the best team, and if you don't have them as your champion, I believe you are at a severe disadvantage.
Well, who are the other three that are going to make it to the Final Four? Probably. I mean, it's impossible.
Well, Syracuse, look, the one seeds are Kentucky, Michigan State, Syracuse, and North Carolina. They're all very good teams. Syracuse lost their center, Fab Mello. They're the worst. Like when I say the worst, they are ranked like 353rd in the nation in rebounding, and they lost the only guy that can rebound. Probably not something you want to have on your resume headed into an NCAA tournament.
Well, I don't think so.
Cuse is the one seed that I would say do not put in the Final Four. I have Ohio State going in there. I was just at the Big Ten tournament, so I'm a bit of a Big Ten homer. I called the Big Ten tournament, yeah. So it's funny. When you call these games, you get to know the kids and the coaches, and you're there, and you start pulling for them. And I don't think that's what I'm doing. The Big Ten was the best conference in college basketball this year by all the measures, the statistical measures. So I have two Big Ten teams in the Final Four, Ohio State and Michigan State. I love Michigan State.
What do you think of UCLA's chances of going? Top four?
I'm trying to find them here.
Top 16?
Let's see, are they a 14? No, that's Belmont.
Oh, they're not in it.
Oh, here's a Southern California team, Long Beach State.
Well, UCLA is in the NIT.
No, as a matter of fact.
No, they're not.
And they did say that they were they would accept an invite to the NIT, and that
didn't happen.
Come. I'll be talking to Coach Ben Howland later today. So, hey, you know what? The UCLA program is on track, and they're going to be good next year.
How does he keep his job?
Well, here's...
They don't even make the NIT?
Here's the problem. And there's a Sports Illustrated article. I don't know if you heard about it. Came out. Big problems at UCLA. Reeves Nelson was, like, kicking guys in the head or something at practice, and they just let it slide, and dudes left early and transferred. And, I mean, It's a mess, but Ben's a good coach. He's a really good coach.
So he deserves to stay there.
That's the question. Okay, so you fire Ben. Who do you hire? Yeah. Who's better than Ben Howland? Especially because he does have a really good recruiting class coming in next year. So, look, UCLA does not play well next year. He's dust, but right. I suspect they will. Long Beach State, though. Every year, you got to pick a 12-5 upset, a 12 to beat a 5. It happens every single year.
You think Long Beach State is that one?
Love Long Beach State. There's three seniors and a junior in their starting lineup. Casper Ware is really, really good. He's a guy that can hang 30 on a team, and they're going up against another mid-major, New Mexico. So that's a good matchup for Long Beach State, and they are the best team in Southern California, the 49ers.
Are they going to be the Cinderella team?
They could be.
There's always one
team.
They
absolutely could be. They've got Eugene Phelps and Larry Anderson. I know I'm rattling off names that you don't know, but these are good players that have stayed for 4 years. And that's what we saw with VCU last year, with Butler, and their run to the NCAA championship game 2 years in a row.
Right.
They had experienced players going against much more talented, inexperienced players.
But that's the fun of the tournament, is the inexperience, because kids make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And that, like, is way more interesting than it is in the pros, because they don't make that many mistakes.
Yeah, we talked to Mateen Cleaves early in the week, and he, if you don't remember, was the leader of the Flint Stones, the kids out of Flint that took Michigan State to the national championship in 2000. And he said, look, we went to the Final Four the year before. We lost to Duke, and that's because we're caught up. I mean, you're on charter planes and in limos and your face is all over TV. He's like, you're just not ready for that. He said, but our senior year, it was business. This is business. We're here to
win.
We're
going to do it, yeah.
That's all there is.
Not enough to get there.
Right.
Now, you always give us some terminology for people who don't know basketball.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part.
Yep. So that they can sound smart and know what they're talking about.
Absolutely.
What do you have for us this year?
All right, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Syracuse zone, not going to be as formidable without Fab Melo in there.
Got Syracuse zone.
Syracuse zone.
Fab. Just remember Fab.
Not as formidable.
Not as
with
formidable.
Fab. Yeah. Right. Got it? Got it?
Okay. Syracuse zone.
Syracuse zone.
Right. Syracuse.
You can even do the Q's. The Q's zone.
The Q's they call
zone.
It the Q's.
All right.
All right. Go
ready?
Ahead. Yeah.
You know that. Coach Cal.
Coach Cal.
Gets the best talent. That's it. Coach Cal.
What team are.
Kentucky. You don't even have to acknowledge that.
It's a given.
Then Coach Cal.
Best talent.
Coach Cal. All right. You ready? Ready for another one?
All right. Yep.
Don't sleep on the Racers.
Don't sleep on the Racers.
There we go. Don't sleep on the Racers. Murray State. All right. Lisa, don't look at me with that crooked gaze.
Sorry, all right.
You just take
what
you just write
mean?
It down
don't
verbatim.
Lisa,
who cares? You throw it out and it's a conversation
right.
ender.
Because Lisa feels like she's being set up.
Yeah. No. You got to trust me here.
Coach Cal
don't
gets the best
don't
talent.
Sleep
Good.
On the Racers.
Don't sleep on the Racers because nobody else knows enough to question that.
All right, you ready?
Racers, yeah.
Oh, Aaron Kraft isn't the best white guy in the tournament?
Right? You have to ask it as a question, though.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron Kraft isn't the best white guy in the tournament.
Okay.
He's the point guard for Ohio State. All right?
All right, good. I like it.
Yeah, you want more? I got more.
Well, let's have one more tip.
All right, here we go. Draymond Green, he ain't green. All right?
Draymond Green.
Try that. Senior, he Big Ten green. Player of the Year, Michigan State. Yeah, they're green and white. It really works on a multitude of levels, if you think about
green.
It. Hey, that Draymond Green, he ain't green.
When you say
Michigan State's going in the Final Four, Draymond Green, he ain't green. Senior.
I don't know that I can pull that one off.
You can pull it off.
I think I can pull that one off.
You can pull it off.
All right, I'll try. Matt Money Smith, thanks for coming in today.
And by the way, if it gets sideways on you, just scream, Shaka! Shaka! He's the head coach at VCU. Shaka Smart. Shaka!
If it gets sideways on you.
Shaka!
You can hear Matt Money Smith talk to the coach of UCLA this afternoon. Yes?
Yes, Ben Howland, 315.
315.
There we go.
AM 570,
yep.
KLAC.
Shaka!
Matt Money Smith.
It works.
Is the best.
Shaka!
I can do that.
Oh, Aaron Kraft isn't the best white guy in the tournament.
Garage door left open? No problem. With Chamberlain's new MyQ garage door monitor included with every battery backup garage door opener, you can monitor and close your garage door from anywhere in the house, keeping your mind clear and your home secure. Available exclusively at Lowe's or visit Chamberlain.com. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Can't walk out and just check it?
No. Got to do it for anywhere in your house? That's a pain in the ass.
All right.
Why do anything by walking to do it if you can possibly do it with remote control?
Exactly.
So you don't
I want my whole life on remote control. I would like to just sit on my couch and have a giant panel of buttons where I can control everything with a push of a button.
It is 7:54. Coming up in the next hour, we have Robert Kirkman, of course, who is the author of Walking Dead.
So far, so good.
How dare you?
Not one Kingman yet.
The one time I was drunk.
Okay.
The many times.
How about Pam Grier yesterday? Were you drunk yesterday?
Yes.
When we had Judy Greer on?
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Lindsay Lohan, why can't you come to your senses?
How can she be in the news every day?
Well, the news up until this morning was, oh, she's doing so great. She's pulling her life out of a tailspin. She's getting better and better, and she's fixing her life.
Showing up for all that public service.
She's doing all those good things in the courtroom. And then she hit somebody with her car and fled the scene this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Hit and run?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was in her new Porsche when she left the Sayers Club in Hollywood this morning. She was pulling out of the parking lot when she was blocked by paparazzi, naturally, and bystanders. And she was at the nearby hookah lounge when apparently she was doing a three-point turn. Was she trying to pass her driver's test?
Yeah, what's happening there?
I'm not sure why she was turning around, but apparently she tapped the manager of the hookah lounge in the knee with her Porsche.
Oh, she actually hit a person.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant she hit a car.
No, she hit a bystander. And then just pulled out. Just peeled out. Just took off.
Wow.
Cops were called. They interviewed the people inside the hookah lounge, including the manager, who was lightly struck, according to witnesses. Witnesses say he got up. He actually doesn't even say if he went down, but he just went back inside and started smoking his hookah. The cops showed up. They investigated. They determined no one was injured. The case was closed as far as they were concerned. They said, but it could be reopened if the person who was struck contacts them later and claims injury.
Oh, I see.
That's at 3:15 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
6:06 a.m. this morning. The manager who was struck by Lindsay has now gone to the emergency room.
Oh.
Apparently he didn't know Lindsay hit him at the time, and then he was told after the fact that Lindsay Lohan had hit him, and he's like, oh, wait a minute. Ow!
That does hurt.
Ow!
Oh, no.
Ow! Ow! I have to go to the emergency room.
That sounds shaky.
Cops told TMZ.com they will be opening a hit-and-run investigation if the manager files a report.
Come on.
No word on whether he has or not. But when the cops got there, he said he didn't need medical attention. He was fine. Then hours later, he said, ow! Ow, I need medical attention now.
That's some BS right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
So the weirdest part was, though, after Lindsay peeled out and fled the scene, blocks later, paparazzi caught up with her. And the girl who was the passenger in her car when she was driving was now driving the car, and Lindsay was the passenger.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm.
I made that switch with my brother once.
Did you?
Yes.
How did he get to be the fall guy?
I don't remember. I was going 100 miles an hour or something.
Wanted? Because you had outstanding warrants for your arrest?
Switch with me. He's like, no. I was like, come on. So he switched with me.
And the cops were there? The cops pulled up to you?
Yeah.
And he got the ticket?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, it happens. You've done that.
No, I haven't.
Come on.
Why? Your brother's an idiot.
No, he was covering for me. I was a troublemaker. Let's just leave it at
but
that.
But why would he want to be in
he
trouble?
He didn't want to be. Just happened
so
to be.
So he said, when you say switch with me, he goes, no. You're right. The ass driving 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, correct. But then he switched with me.
Oh.
He's my brother.
Brother's dumber than you are.
Come on, man.
Jeez.
We watch each other's back. That's what happened with Lindsay.
Get him on the phone.
That's what happened with Lindsay.
No, that girl was paid to take the fall. Yeah, I don't know what she's getting out of it, but she's getting something. Hey, by the way, happy National Pie Day, everyone.
You don't need to mention the days every time.
National Pie Day.
National Pie Day.
Congratulations to Pi. Of course, 3.14 is the numerical value of Pi. And today is 3:14. See? So some mathematicians petitioned Congress.
That's not
they true. Love that kind
and,
of crap.
And got it to be National Pie Day.
Oh, they must be so happy with themselves.
I did a little research. In order to get a national day, you actually have to get an act passed through Congress.
Really? Somebody got National Pie Day through Congress?
Yeah. You have to get a congressman to sponsor your day, and then they have to take it to the hill or the hall or
I like National
club.
High Day more than like National Notebook Day.
But what?
I mean, those are
today, Lisa, why you're bringing up is also National Potato Chip Day. So
why is
enjoy
our government
yourself.
Spending any time with this?
Please enjoy yourself a fresh, crispy potato chip, won't you? Brought to you by the National Potato Growers of Idaho. Thank you.
Come on.
It's also Ask a Question Day.
Why are we doing all of this? That's my question.
I think that
Why
is the question
they have
we have
ask
to
ask. A question day?
Because, Lisa, they want people to
by
ask
the
questions.
By the National Question Society?
Yeah, but other
Who is
days,
it?
People don't ask questions.
By people, the quizzical people of America, the QPA.
Come on now.
History Channel's announced they are going to develop a new show about the Vikings.
Minnesota?
No, the Norse adventurers.
That could be cool.
The ones that got in those long boats with the horns on their hats and just started...
Raped and pillaged.
Raped and pillaged, yeah. It's going to be a drama set in the medieval times about the adventures the Vikings had. The guy who wrote The Tudors and Elizabeth will be writing the show.
Wow.
So, could be interesting.
All right.
Vikings are badass. I like the Vikings. William Peterson's returning to television. Former star of CSI has gotten a new series. He'll play a veteran hitman employed by the crime family that killed his wife. How do you work for the people who took out your wife? That's his job, man. He's a hitman. He's got to do it.
Yeah, but
doesn't have to like it.
Is he trying to weasel his way in so he can get revenge?
I didn't write the show, Kevin. I'm just telling you.
Give me more details.
It's going to be on television.
How does it end?
Freddie Prinze Jr. We were just talking about him the other day on his birthday. Wondering where he has been. He's got a new sitcom on NBC. He'll play a guy who works for a pharmaceutical company and becomes the boss. So he dumps his old girlfriend, played by Sarah Wright, who then gets together with her friends and his former co-workers at the company to plot her revenge. That doesn't sound funny to me at all.
No.
Sounds horrifying. Scary. And since we're in television news mode, apparently Sarah Palin still can pull in viewers. HBO's Game Change, the movie based on the 2008 election.
I watched
that last
night.
Julianne Moore as Sarah Palin. Mm-hmm. Ed Harris as John McCain.
Was it good?
It was fascinating, yeah.
It was the highest rated HBO movie in 8 years.
Wow. Wow.
Success continued through the weekend. It had four additional airings that racked up a total of 3.6 million viewers, but the premiere got 2.1 million viewers tuning in for Game Change. So people still fascinated by her. Love her or hate her, people want to look at her or someone playing her. And I'm very excited. Batman is real.
Batman is real.
Batman is real.
Batman is real.
And he's on the streets of Slovakia. 26-year-old Zoltán Kohári.
His real name
is fighting crime on the streets of Slovakia as Batman.
Dressed as Batman?
Yes.
Love it.
He wears a homemade leather Batman costume, wandering the streets at night looking for crooks. But this Batman doesn't get into fights with villains.
What does he do?
He calls the police if he sees anything suspicious.
That sounds like neighborhood watch.
That's he also Batman. Cleans the sidewalks.
What?
And helps old ladies across the street.
Aww.
This is the lamest Batman ever.
I take care of order and help clean up the environment so we can keep living on this planet, Batman says. Batman's Batcave is actually a dilapidated concrete apartment with no running water.
Trailer.
He has no job. And so he lives and squats in a abandoned apartment from which he fights crime. Before becoming a superhero, Batman did time in prison. And said he's even attempted suicide. This is the saddest Batman that there ever has been.
He doesn't deserve the music. I'm sorry.
Come on.
Nope.
He's out there cleaning the streets. He's cleaning up the streets.
Batman doesn't
literally
clean the streets, though.
He does.
He's not a street sweeper.
Nobody does all the time. They just show you the occasional moment from his life where
Batman
he's fighting the Joker
up.
Or whatever. But in his downtime, what is he doing? There's no crime. Maybe he takes out a little dustpan and brush and cleans up some litter.
I don't think so.
I think he does. Today's celebrity birthdays, while we're talking about Batman, Alfred from the Batman movies, Michael Caine is 79 years old today. I cannot wait for Dark Knight Rises.
I know.
I wanted to be here now.
It's going to be great.
Composer and conductor Q, Quincy Jones, 79 years old as well. Comedian Billy Crystal, just saw him hosting the Oscars, is 64. Grace Park from Battlestar Galactica and Hawaii Five-0. A lot of people upset, Kevin, there's no bell
Sorry.
For Grace
yes,
Park.
Sorry, yes,
so,
thank you. Recognize
Thank you for getting around to that. She's 38 years old. Chris Klein celebrates his 33rd birthday. Taylor Hanson of the band Hanson is 29 years old.
She's hot.
Jamie Bell. You're not going to give a bell to Jamie Bell? No. His name is Bell.
Yeah, but it's him.
But come on.
We don't give guys bells.
But we do if their name is Bell.
We don't.
We do.
We do not.
He is 26 years old, and actress Sasha Gray, adult film performer, is 24. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning we have William H. Macy on the program. We have Steve-O in studio.
Yeah, dude.
We have Allison Brie in studio. And we have Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill from 21 Jump Street.
Oh, my God.
In studio.
That's insane.
Yes. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. This morning we have Robert Kirkman from The Walking Dead coming up in just a few minutes. First, let's talk about this new movie about Nicolas Cage. I don't know if you've heard the story, but he had a copy of Action Comics number 1, which was the first one that Superman appeared in.
Yes.
And it got stolen by some nerds. There were some nerd burglars. And they stole it, and it ended up in some kind of an auction at an abandoned storage space. Maybe it was on Storage Wars. I don't know. But it got sold for like $2.1 million, and they're talking about making a movie out of that story.
The Odyssey of the
Of somebody
comic?
Breaking into Nicolas Cage's house.
Huh.
So we figured we would check in with Nick Cage and just find out what the story is. Hi, Nick.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
You heard us talking about the movie that's being made. Is that all accurate so far?
More or less. I do believe it's going to be a dramatized version of these criminals who stole my Action Comics number 1 from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then how they stole it and stored it in a storage locker and then was abandoned. And years later, we found it.
It doesn't sound like that great engrossing of a movie.
It's going to be a
wacky
comedy caper film.
I see. Okay.
About how they plotted and stole the comic from me.
Okay. And are you going to play yourself?
I haven't decided yet whether I'll appear in the film or not, because really I'm more of a comic protector.
Well, apparently you're not, as comic number 1 got stolen from you by nerds.
Well, I've taken...
You didn't protect that one very
well. I have taken a lot of steps now to make sure none of my comics will ever be stolen again.
You have a lot of other comics that you're trying to protect now? What's that? What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my motion detector that my alarm went off.
Okay.
I've got the house burglar proof now.
So do you need to go check on something?
No, it's fine. I reached for my coffee cup.
Oh, that was on you. You tripped the alarm. Okay.
Unfortunately, I forgot to turn off all the alarms this morning before I got up.
I see.
It makes my house a death trap.
I see.
Seems
okay.
Bad.
That does seem bad.
But it keeps me sharp in the morning, that's for sure.
I guess, yeah. What's that? That alarm clock?
Yes.
Nick?
That's my alarm clock. Not the alarm I was looking for, Omar.
Wait, you have an assistant there?
Yeah, my
you said alarm, dude. I got a lot of alarms.
Your assistant's pretty lippy this morning.
He is. I give him...
He doesn't usually mouth off.
I give him a lot of latitude, maybe too much.
Yes, you do.
You know.
You need to beat him down. So how
play
long...
Play something.
How long...
What is that one? Another alarm clock. I wanted like burglar alarms.
Oh, don't argue. When you two argue, when mommy and daddy argue, it makes us uncomfortable.
That's horrible. This is how those guys got in to steal my comic book.
Your guy Omar let you down.
I got you on this one.
Apparently. Here we go.
Oh,
okay.
That's
that sounds frightening.
Much better. Can we stop that now?
I just did. Okay. That's an alarm signifying this bit is going in the toilet.
I think you need to replace Omar.
Come on, Omar. That's one of those old-time alarm clocks.
How are we supposed to do comedy if you don't bring the sound effects?
This was sound effects heavy bit.
Wow.
Kind of disappointing.
Let's go. We welcome to the studio Robert Kirkman.
Yeah.
Hello, Robert. So glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
Love your show so much. I say constantly, it's the best show on TV right now.
We do talk about it all the time after we
whether you're here
episode.
Or not. So yeah. We're well, very excited
thank
you
very
to have much. You here. Now, in the last episode, last couple of episodes have really, really stepped things up. Let's catch people up who don't watch the show. Explain to people in general who don't watch the show.
Oh, well,
the landscape.
The Walking Dead is a show all about survival. It's about people banding together and trying to continue living after the fall of civilization due to an infestation of zombies.
And what percentage of the world are zombies in this particular
Like a 99.999, something like that.
It does seem bleak. It does seem bleak.
It's a bleak show, but it's so well done that it's amazing.
It's sad until somebody's head gets crushed, and then you're like, oh, that was awesome.
That was cool. Now, the entire story has been from the very beginning. Episode one was Rick and Shane.
Yes.
Best friends. Sheriff and sheriff's deputy.
Yep.
And this last episode.
Sleeping with the same woman? Those kind of friends?
Sleeping with the same woman. He thinks his sheriff's dead, the sheriff's not, so he takes up with his wife and starts fathering his kid, and that all came to a head this past Sunday. I'm going to play a clip. This is a long clip, but I love it so much because this is when Rick, the sheriff, has to kill Shane. Now, this is.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about the finale, so.
That's true.
The reason I bring that up is because. Very few shows will do this. They take the two stars. The story is about these two people, and one of them dies.
Well, look, this show doesn't pull any punches.
That's a risk.
It's all about people surviving and what you'd have to do in this world to survive, and realistically, people are going to die. I mean, that's just how this world is going to be.
And all of them are affected by the nature of the world and by what the gross stuff they've seen and the people they've had to kill and the people they've lost. And Shane seems to just be losing it, and he's going crazy, and he wants Rick's wife, and he doesn't respect Rick, and he doesn't think anybody's strong enough. By the way, let me just back up one step and say, if you didn't kill Dale the episode before, I was going to. So I'll let you know, I hated him so much.
I'm glad we could keep you from having to jump into the TV.
I almost
God forbid
did.
You have a conscience on the show. That just annoys
I
Kevin.
I almost ran onto the set and killed Dale myself. So I'm glad that happened. But here's the scene between Rick and Shane. And Shane basically is about to try and kill Rick.
You're going
to
kill me in cold blood? Screw my wife. Have my children call you daddy. Is that what you want? I'm a better father than you, Rick. I'm better for Lori than you, man. It's because I'm a better man than you, Rick, because I can be here and I'll fight for it. But you come back here and you just destroy everything. You got a broken woman. You got a weak boy. You ain't got the first clue on how to fix it. Raise your gun. You're going to have to kill an unarmed man. There's still way back from this. Nothing has happened here. We're going to lay down our guns. Damn you for making me do this shit. This was you, not me. You did this to us. This was you, not me. Not me.
That was so...
lighthearted?
That was so amazing to watch. How many takes did they do, and was it bizarre? Did it have that kind of feeling every time?
You know, it was a long night, and it was Brenthal's last scene, so the entire cast is just off camera.
Just
support.
Watching.
And DeMunn even flew down to the guy that played Dale, flew down to show his support. And I mean, I wasn't there personally, I was in California working, I don't know, whatever. But, but I mean, it was, it was a big emotional thing that I wasn't there for. John gave a speech afterwards, and they did go through quite a bit of takes. Just to get it right, and
it was so intense.
My favorite stuff is the inside stuff. So like his knife had no blade that was added in digitally. So he basically just pushed a handle into him.
Really?
You know, so that would have been pretty cool to watch. It's a big moment. I mean, they really did a great job. I mean, Andrew Lincoln and John Bernthal. I can't say enough good things about them. I mean, they're amazing actors.
They were both great. Yeah, and Andrew Lincoln moves on until at least this Sunday, which is the season finale.
We'll see if he survives this one.
Let's take a call from Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been watching since the very first season. I love everything zombies. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks.
But my question is, I've never read any of the comic books. So in your opinion, should I read them? Will it kind of ruin the rest of your ride if it deviates too much? What do you think about that?
I think you should absolutely read them. I think everyone listening should go out and buy them and read them. And please do it as fast as possible. All joking aside, the thing about the comics and the TV show is that they're different. The comic, before the show even happened, I think one of the things that was the most appealing about it is that when you sat down to read an issue, you had no idea what was going to happen or who was going to die. And in order to maintain that in the show for the fans of the comic, we do things in a different way so that you're not going to be expecting things that are coming. coming, even if you know that they've happened in the comic. And so I think we've...
So even if you read it, the show is different enough that, it,
yes.
that it'll
yeah,
be
Yeah, we've
exciting.
Struck a good balance so you can...
The universe is separate.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to have to rush out and get them then.
Please do. I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Christina. We appreciate it.
My children eat a lot.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. If you'd like to talk to Robert, we will take your calls about The Walking Dead. The season finale is this Sunday. The trailer that showed is mayhem. Can you tell us more about that when we get back?
I think we're doing a change of pace thing. We're just going to make it a really mellow episode. It
didn't look mellow to me. We will continue on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Streaming at the speed of weird.
KROQ.com. KROQ.
Loans made pursuant to California Department of Corporation's Finance Lender Law License. Minimum terms and conditions required for all loans qualifying competitors must generate 75% of total business from auto equity loans.
Hey, it's Ralph Garman from the Kevin and Bean Show. Look, let's face it. The economy isn't the best right now. Times are tough. And if you need cash, well, there's a place that you may already have some that you haven't even looked. In your car. What do I mean? Well, if you have your car and it's almost paid off or completely paid off, you can get an auto title loan from 1-800-LOAN-MART. Regardless of your credit score, they can loan you anywhere from $2,500 to $50,000 today, and that's just using the equity that's already...
Honest.
It's a bleak show, but
yeah.
it's so well done that it's amazing.
It's sad until somebody's head gets crushed, and then you're like, oh, that was awesome.
That was cool. Now, the entire story has been from the very beginning. Episode one was Rick and Shane.
Yes.
Best friends.
Best friends.
Sheriff and sheriff's deputy.
Yep.
And this last episode.
Sleeping with the same woman? Those kind of friends?
Sleeping with the same woman. He thinks his sheriff's dead, the sheriff's not, so he takes up with his wife and starts fathering his kid, and that all came to a head this past Sunday. I'm going to play a clip. This is a long clip, but I love it so much because this is when Rick, the sheriff, has to kill Shane. Now, this is.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about the finale, so.
That's true.
The reason I bring that up is because. Very few shows will do this. They take the two stars. The story is about these two people, and one of them dies.
Well, look, this show doesn't pull any punches.
That's a risk.
It's all about people surviving and what you'd have to do in this world to survive, and realistically, people are going to die. I mean, that's just how this world is going to be.
And all of them are affected by the nature of the world and by what the gross stuff they've seen and the people they've had to kill and the people they've lost. And Shane seems to just be losing it, and he's going crazy, and he wants Rick's wife, and he doesn't respect Rick, and he doesn't think anybody's strong enough. By the way, let me just back up one step and say, if you didn't kill Dale the episode before, I was going to. I hated him so much.
I'm glad we could keep you from having to jump into the TV.
I almost
God forbid
did.
You have a conscience on the show. That just annoys
I
Kevin.
I almost ran onto the set and killed Dale myself. So I'm glad that happened. But here's the scene between Rick and Shane. And Shane basically is about to try and kill Rick.
You're going
to
kill me in cold blood? Screw my wife. Have my children call you daddy. Is that what you want? I'm a better father than you, Rick. I'm better for Lori than you, man. It's because I'm a better man than you, Rick, because I can be here and I'll fight for it. But you come back here and you just destroy everything. You got a broken woman. You got a weak boy. You ain't got the first clue on how to fix it. Raise your gun. You're going to have to kill an unarmed man. There's still a way back from this. Nothing has happened here. We're going to lay down our guns. How dare you for making me do this? This was you, not me. You did this to us. This was you, not me. Not me.
That was so...
lighthearted?
That was so amazing to watch. How many takes did they do, and was it bizarre? Did it have that kind of feeling every time?
You know, it was a long night, and it was Brenthal's last scene, so the entire cast is just off camera.
Just
support.
Watching. And yeah.
And DeMunn even flew down to the guy that played Dale, flew down to show his support. And I wasn't there personally, I was in California working, I don't know, whatever. But, it was a big emotional thing that I wasn't there for. John gave a speech afterwards, and they did go through quite a bit of takes.
Did
just to get it right. And
it was so intense.
My favorite stuff is the inside stuff. So like his knife had no blade that was added in digitally. So he basically just pushed a handle into him.
Really?
You know. So that would have been pretty cool to watch. But yeah, I mean it's a big moment. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they really did a great job. I mean, Andrew Lincoln and John Bernthal, I can't say enough good things about them. I mean, they're amazing actors.
They were both great, yeah. And Andrew Lincoln moves on until at least this Sunday, which is the season finale.
We'll see if he survives this one.
Let's take a call from Christina. Hi,
bastard.
Christina.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Robert. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been watching since the very first season. I love everything zombies. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks.
But my question is, I've never read any of the comic books. So in your opinion, should I read them? Will it kind of ruin the rest of your ride if it deviates too much? What do you think about that?
I think you should absolutely read them. I think everyone listening should go out and buy them and read them. And please do it as fast as possible. All joking aside, the thing about the comics and the TV show is that they're different. The comic, when, you know, before the show even happened, I think one of the things that was the most appealing about it is that when you sat down to read an issue, you had no idea what was going to happen or who was going to die. And in order to maintain that in the show for the fans of the comic, we do things in a different way so that you're not going to be expecting things that are coming, even if you know that they've happened in the comic. And so I think we've,
so even if you read it, the show is different enough that it,
yes,
that it'll,
yeah,
be,
yeah, we've struck a good balance, so you can,
the universe is separate.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, I'm gonna have to rush out and get them then.
Please do. I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Christina. We appreciate it.
My children eat a lot.
1-800-520-1067 is the number if you'd like to talk to Robert. We will take your calls about The Walking Dead. The season finale is this Sunday. The trailer that showed is mayhem. Can you tell us more about that when we get back?
I think we're doing a change of pace thing. We're just going to make it a really mellow episode.
It didn't look mellow to me. We will continue on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:37. We have Robert Kirkman in the studio with us. He is the author of The Walking Dead and works on the TV show. We have a lot of phone calls for you. I'd like to try and get to as many of them as we can so that people can ask their questions. Let's start with Josh on line one. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, party people?
Good. Thank you.
Quick question, man. Robert. What's the possibility of us seeing a Walking Dead movie in the near future?
Look, there's always a possibility. I can say there's definitely no plans now. Is a television show not enough for you? Or are you
correct? We need
you
more.
You can read the comic too, but television is cool. Isn't that enough? Why are you going to knock TV like that?
You know, I need to cry more than just once a week.
That right. Makes sense.
So a movie possibly in the future, but nobody knows. Let's go to Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Listen, love. First off, I have to say this is the only show on TV that I can't DVR. I have to watch it live. It's
here.
You guys are doing awesome. But there was one question that I had with the last episode. How did Shane get the virus so quickly? It seemed like he turned into a zombie in like a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of mystery there, huh? And
yeah.
he clearly wasn't bitten by a zombie, yet he still turned into a zombie.
That
so
has changed,
there's
right?
There's definitely a lot of questions left there that may or may not be answered in the very next episode.
Hey, come on now.
Airing
may or may
on
not.
Sunday.
Oh, so
hey, look, you can't pin me down, all right?
The answer is it has to be airborne. Everybody has to have a little of it. And then when they die, they turn?
That's a,
but
look,
if you
that,
get bitten
that
or
definitely
scratched?
Seems likely to me.
Okay. But if you get bitten or scratched, then you turn while you're alive.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't, then you die in turn. I think.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right. I got yelled at. I got yelled at by a lot of people for not understanding that. Let's go to Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hey, what's up, Kevin, Bean, Lisa?
Hi, Adam.
You're on with Robert Kirkman. Go ahead.
Hey, Robert. My question is, are you guys ever going to reveal what the doctor at the CDC whispered to Rick just before they ran out at the end of last season?
Yes, we are.
Oh, cool.
And you know what? Yes, it's going to be in the next episode. I'm not going to play coy. I'm just going to tell you.
Really?
It's in the finale. Please watch the finale. You'll totally find out what that guy
awesome.
Said.
Awesome. Good
all right.
question.
I have a follow-up question for that. Is every question that's going to be asked answered in the finale?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Some of it will be saved for season 3.
Just checking. All right. Let's go to Rudy, who has an interesting question. Hello, Rudy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. You're on with Robert Kirkman. Go ahead.
Big fan, by the way. I've been watching your show ever since the Halloween that it premiered.
Oh, cool.
I was wondering, I've kind of noticed that the zombies are getting a little bit faster as the episodes go on. Is it possible for them to maybe start running?
Yeah, this is a poorly named show. The Walking Dead. As these dead seem to be jogging, at
they're
least.
They're at least the hurrying dead.
Yeah, they're in a rush.
We're going to change it to the dead that move at varying speeds. No, I mean, look, we like to play with the actual anatomy of zombies and thinking about it logically, depending on how fresh they are. We like to think that they would move at a different speed. So you're never going to get the Olympic sprinter zombies that you get in some movies. But, you know, fresher, newer zombies seem to have a little bit more agility and a little bit more better motor skills. And then the more rotted ones are the shambling, cool zombies that we all love from the
to drag their feet
Romero
and everything
movies.
Else. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rudy, for the question. We appreciate it. Let's go to Victor, who is calling us. Hi, Victor.
Yeah.
You're on with Robert Kirkman, talking Walking Dead.
Hi. I was just wondering why the people who die in the cars don't turn into walkers?
Why the people who die what?
There were dead people in cars.
Oh, in the
We've
cars.
We've seen that off and on.
Anybody you see that, I mean, that's a whole thing. There's a mythology to it, how a zombie, you know, comes about, and it all involves the brain, and we do deal with a little bit of that in the finale. I wouldn't want to spoil it, but once you see the finale, ask me again, I'll explain all that stuff.
All right, after you see the finale. Now, I did see the commercial for the finale. It looks like it's not a calm episode. It looks like they get overrun, and they're shooting every which direction, and all hell breaks loose.
It's complete chaos. I mean, it's a huge episode. It was a monumental undertaking to film it all. There was a ton of zombie extras. It's kind of
the guy whose farm it is. He's standing. It's my farm. I'll defend it. Boom, boom, boom. That
I think awesome. He says I'll die here.
Yeah,
I'll die here. After the last two episodes, you're like, he probably will. He is probably going to die there.
After seeing what I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a huge episode. I mean, after the episode with Dale's death and after the episode with Shane's death, we had to do something to top all that.
Right.
I mean, this is definitely going to be a monumental, climactic season
finale. I'm worried
finale.
You won't have enough people left to continue for as long as you want to.
Well, then maybe we will have to add people to the cast.
That would be a good idea. Yeah. So far, you haven't been doing a lot of that.
It'll happen from time to time. Right. There's definitely some new people that'll be thrown into the mix.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Eric, who has a question. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You're on with Robert Kirkman.
Robert, huge fan. I need to know, please, are there going to be more than 12 episodes per season?
You know what? Starting next season, well, at least for next season, we're doing 16 episodes. So yeah, we're definitely going to be doing more episodes.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
That's good news. All right, thank you. Let's go to Dave, who has a question for Robert. Hi, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Yes? Hi. Yeah, hi.
You're on with Robert.
Hi, where did the zombies come from? Like, is it a man-made virus?
You know, that still remains a mystery, but it's really not something that we're going to deal with very much in the show. I like to think that, you know, these are much more relatable characters that are in a rural area. They're not, you know, presidents or military people or action heroes. They're not really concerned with solving this mystery or finding out what caused it.
They're not
more concerned.
Scientists.
They just have to take for granted that this is the world they live in, and
they're just trying to survive, you know?
So you don't actually have to ever answer that question.
Yeah, and that to me is more interesting. You know, I'm more interested in the human element.
Let's talk to John. Hi, John.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Talking Walking Dead with Robert Kirkman.
All right. How you doing, Mr. Kirkman?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Quick question for you. I had read online that you were actually bringing the governor into the series.
Yes, fantastic actor David Morrissey is playing him, so it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm psyched for it. I just wanted to find out... is it going to be accurate to the book?
Is he going to be brutal and a horrific monster of a person? I can say pretty much yes. Like it's been in the show thus far, it's not going to follow the comic book exactly to a T, but we're not going to be watering this guy down at all. You'll see.
Sweet. You know what, you guys, can I give a quick shout-out to my wife?
Nope.
No.
How's that your reaction, Robert?
Sorry.
You're supposed to be nicer.
Awesome, Robert. You're the first guest that denied that. All right. What can you tell us about Sunday night? Sunday night is the
He answered my question, but that was kind of a jerk.
That's my job to be a dick. All right. What can you tell us about Sunday night besides it's an all-out bloodbath?
The cast that we enter the episode in with is radically changed by the end of the episode.
Is that right?
That's my safe quote.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. And anyone who has been complaining that there wasn't enough zombies in any episode.
Who complained about that?
Yeah, every now and then we get there's like one zombie in this episode.
Really?
Whatever.
It's kind of a relief to me sometimes. It makes me so nervous.
Wimp. Oh, I love it.
I totally am.
I love it.
This one's chock full.
Let's be honest. The trailer tells you that the farm is overrun.
Yeah.
I mean, that basically is what the setting is.
I'm not going to tell you if they're leaving the farm or not, but maybe. I mean, probably. That's what it looked like to me.
You act like you don't know. What do people ask you the most? Is it questions, comic book versus TV show?
It's a lot of that. Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? When am I going to see this? When am I going to see that? I mean, the fans of the comic book are great. And, you know, they've been supporting this for, you know, almost 10 years now. And, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, it's my job on the show to make sure that, you know, they're represented and the comic book is, you know, faithfully adapted.
But what's amazing about this is that you've made them happy and you've also made people like me who I didn't read the comic before. And I can't get enough of this show.
That's
I wish
really
there was
balance.
A new one each week. Yeah. You know, I can't stand the fact that it's going to be over this Sunday.
I wish there was a new one each day.
So do I. Robert Kirkman, you're the best. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Your Twitter account is at Robert Kirkman. You can also do at @WalkingDead_AMC. And your website, skybound.com. You have a second to talk about that?
We're sort of out of time. That's my comic book company where I publish things like The Walking Dead and Invincible. I do a kid's comic called Super Dinosaur that everybody should check out. Do a lot of fun stuff. New book called Thief of Thieves, a crime comic just launched. So
Skybound.com. That's the website. Robert, you're the best. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
We appreciate it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55. Just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
About getting fired from Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Fired. Yeah. Adam got fired. First, it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What you got, Ralph?
He does a lot of reality shows. Doesn't tend to stick around very long.
That's true. It
turns out.
Doesn't seem to bother him either.
Nope. He's happy to go, I think. They're happy to see him go, and he's happy to go. Everybody wins when Adam does a reality show. Lindsay, you were doing so well with your community service and taking care of all your courtroom problems and cleaning your act up, doing Saturday Night Live, dyeing your hair back, being a redhead again.
Yep.
Then you had to go run somebody over and murder them.
I don't think there was murder involved.
Oh, that's right. She just bumped a guy with her car. But it happened this morning. She was leaving a nightclub, Sayers Club in Hollywood. Apparently she tapped the manager of the nearby hookah lounge. I gotta love the hookah lounge, by the way. Bunch of douchebags sitting around smoking out of a hookah. Who said that was a good fad? That was a good trend.
I don't know.
Of jag-offs just sitting there around a table smoking on a big pipe, looking like a tool.
I went to a Galaxy game one time, and I saw some guys sitting out on the grass, and they had the world's largest hookah. It looked like it was for 100 people. They were all just sitting around a circle smoking it.
Just dumb. Oh, look at me. I'm in the Arabian Nights. No, you're not. You're a tool smoking a hookah. She should have hit more of them. She should have just plowed her Porsche into the hookah lounge, took them all out.
That's funny.
So she tapped the manager of the hookah lounge. And then peeled out, according to witnesses.
Did she know she tapped him?
I don't know.
She might not.
She might not have, because apparently it was just, she just grazed him, just lightly tapped him.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think she was trying to escape, as always, the paparazzi.
Yeah.
But the police were called, and the guy said, no, I'm not hurt, I'm fine, I'm just here smoking my hookah. I'm fine except for the fact that I'm smoking a hookah,
right.
He said. That makes me look like a tool, but everything else is fine. That was at 3:15 a.m. Then, about 3 hours later, once the manager was told who hit him, apparently
see, this is BS to me.
Yeah.
He had to go to the emergency room. Ow! Ow!
Sounds like BS to me.
She broke my hookah. So
the
no
police
word.
Showed up and asked him how he felt right after it happened.
Yes.
He was
he
fine.
He said fine.
Yeah.
And they said, apparently he was struck by Lindsay Lohan. And at the time, he said, I'm not from this country. I don't know who that is. Then the cops left, and
so
I guess someone showed him Mean Girls or something, and now he knows who she is.
He didn't know if it should hurt or not based on who it is.
That's right. How much money does she have?
Right.
He's still no word yet whether he is going to file a report or not, but the cops said the case was closed because he didn't seem injured. You know, it's not a crime unless someone's injured, unless there's, you know, damage done at the scene of an accident and you flee. Then
right.
It's a hit and run. But now that he went to the hospital, if he files a complaint, then they'll have to reopen the case, and it would be considered hit and run. So, you know, I'm no defender of Lindsay. I think she's made a lot of poor choices. This sounds like a little bit of a railroad to me, if you ask me. But we'll have to follow that story and see what's what. But I would feel bad if she had to go back to court for this. If this was a parole violation or something, that would be bogus.
Yeah, I think so, too, especially because the police checked it out first thing.
Right, and everyone seemed fine. So we'll have to wait and see. Congratulations to James Vanderbeek, he of Dawson Creek, of course. He and his wife, Kimberly, had a baby yesterday, their first son. They've already got a 17-month-old daughter. But there's a new Vanderbeek in the world. I wonder if he has a tiny little cereal box head like that. It looks like one of those variety pack boxes, you know, when you go with the six or seven different ones wrapped in plastic. Just a tiny little cereal box. Peter Facinelli of Twilight fame and his wife Jenny Garth, who was Beverly Hills 90210, are splitting up after 11 years of marriage. They have three daughters, 14-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And they say they remain committed to raising their daughters together, but they are splitting up. That's bad news. And Bobby Christina Brown, Whitney Houston's daughter, apparently has a new boyfriend. It is a guy named Nick Gordon. And if you've been following this story at all, Nick Gordon was a guy who Whitney found was not being raised properly by his own family. So she took him in and considered him an adopted son.
Ooh.
And now Bobby Christina and he are apparently an item.
Okay, so there's no blood relation.
There's no actual blood relation, no. So it's not that creepy. But it's creepy enough.
Yeah.
He said, I've loved her ever since I heard the will being read, he said. No, I don't know what he said. And more celebrity romance news. Charlize Theron, the beautiful, the talented. My sweet, sweet Charlize.
Yes.
Has a new boyfriend. And I really can't, you can't say anything bad about this.
Why?
Because it's Alexander Skarsgård of True Blood,
who is
a handsome, talented, and by all accounts, a swell fella. So, you know, since I broke her heart by getting married and all, I want Charlize to be happy. I don't harbor any ill will.
I've never heard her talk about her heart being broken by you.
She doesn't confide in you. She's not talking to you about how she feels.
She's not talking to anyone about that. A lot of people.
Oh, you
talk
know
about
everyone. You know everyone. You know everybody that Charlize knows. You know you're in her circle,
right?
No, you're not. And I broke her heart, but apparently, she's very happy with Alexander, and I couldn't be happy for the both of them. And I will get them a nice present if they get married,
and give you any address to send it to.
No, I will be there, of course. Of course, I'll be invited.
Right. Yeah,
I'll get them like a gravy boat or something.
Sure,
nice.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe napkin rings.
I like it.
Those are good. You need a match set for
giving.
Those. Yeah, it is. Something good.
Mm-hmm. Considering you broke her heart, you owe her that.
At least. Today's celebrity birthdays. Adult actress Sasha Grey is 24 years old today. Actor Jamie Bell, who got his big break with Billy Elliot and has gone on to many films, including most recently The Adventures of Tintin. 26 years old today. Taylor Hanson of the band Hanson is 29. Chris Klein, who will be seen soon in American Reunion. The latest edition of the American Pie movies. I'm looking forward to that. 33 years old. Grace Park from Battlestar Galactica is 38. I'm surprised. I didn't know she was not that 38 is old, but she looks really young.
Yeah. She's in Hawaii 5-0 too, isn't she?
Yeah. She's on that new series. Billy Crystal, 64 years old today. Looks every bit of it, unlike Grace Park. Quincy Jones is 79. And actor Michael Caine, one of the best actors in movies. Maybe ever. Maybe one of my top 10. He is 79 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's time to talk to Adam Carolla. Hey, Adam, how are you?
What's going on, Kevin?
You know, hanging out?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Carolla, you can follow him on Twitter at Adam Carolla, or his website is adamcarolla.com. Of course, the Adam Carolla Show is the podcast. He's going to be live at the Irvine Improv March 22nd on Thursday. You can get tickets for that.
Okay.
You can see Adam everywhere, except for Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh,
yes.
That's the only place you can't see Adam now, as he has been fired.
Yes, yes.
Adam,
well, I may be back. I can't say for sure, but
I may
be back later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a little bit of what happened. Donald Trump shows up in a horse-drawn carriage for some reason, and then he explains to the guys that they have to sell a Buick, and then he wants to know if they understand what's going on, and Adam is the project manager.
Do you have any questions as to how you're going to be judged? Adam?
Just a comment. I lost my virginity in a Regal.
Nice. Last weekend, right?
Well,
2 weeks ago, hot shot.
My dad did have a Buick Regal when I was in high school, and it was stolen. I remember that.
It was stolen?
Yeah. And it's, you know, you have a crappy car when your car gets stolen, and your kid thinks, good.
Oh, you mean it got stolen from your dad?
It was stolen from my dad.
Oh, I thought your dad owned it, like stole it. I thought that's what you were talking about.
No,
sorry.
My dad owned one in high school, and it was stolen.
Okay.
At some point,
So you decide on a plan to sell this car, to do a presentation for the Buick people.
Yes.
Clay Aiken did not exactly like you.
I don't feel like he doesn't hear us. I just don't necessarily think he
cares?
That's accurate, right?
That sounds like Adam.
I don't know. Were you talking? Listen to people. No, listen. They have to do. They sit you down in a room for an hour and they interview you and they just start asking a bunch of questions and they just say, like, you know, Adam was talking about that one thing. Didn't seem like you really disagreed. You agreed with him. What about that thing? And you just keep talking, and then they just edit it to make sense, you know. And eventually, everyone says, like, they'll go, well, what about Clay's approach to this whole thing? Were you 100% behind him? And you go, well, there's probably some room for improvement. And then they'll put that in depending on how it goes.
Right.
Also, everyone will say that so they're on the record. Because if you win, nothing ever happens. And if you lose, then they're on record for saying, I told you.
Oh, I see. So those are never aired if you end up winning.
Pretty much. And I mean, they can edit it any way they want, but for the most part, here's the bottom line. When you go to the boardroom and everyone says, Clay, who should you fire? And he doesn't say Adam Carolla, and they say, Penn, who should you fire? Or they say, Arsenio, who should you fire? Or they say, how did it go? And they go, it went great. The guy was great. That's how you know. Because they would say, I told him to do this, and he wouldn't listen to me.
I gotcha.
It's the boardroom at the end where it all comes out. The interviews in between, it's just tons of them sort of prodding you until you eventually. I mean, how long would it take you to say something horrible about Bean if someone put you in a room and poked you with a stick for an hour?
30 seconds.
Yeah, ooh, you round it up.
So here's Penn Jillette talking about you and you talking about who's responsible for this particular thing.
Of the 20-minute show, I believe that Adam was responsible for 19 and a half.
This is going to be, you know, up to me to f*** up.
It's going to be up to you to F it up. Can you not hear the clips, Adam?
Yeah, I can hear them.
Oh, you can. Okay. Okay, so you say that.
I will respond to that.
Yes.
See, here's the controversy. And it's really Penn Jillette who's responsible for getting me fired.
Is that right?
Yes. And it's not his fault, but it still, if he were never born, I would still be on the show. Let's put it this way.
Okay. Adam, let me just interrupt this train of thought and ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you cared less about staying on the show than anyone in history.
Well, listen, the cable is horrible at the Trump International.
Is that right?
It's horrific. And I realize that I've learned to rely on my DVR like a junkie does on his methadone.
Right.
And you meet in the lobby at 7 a.m. and you come home at 10 p.m. and that's 6 days a week. And Kevin, you're an intellectual lightweight like me. All you have is your television set.
It's true.
You're trapped alone in a box with a TV set and a crapper. That's what these rooms are. You're not staying in a condominium. You're staying in a hotel room.
It looks like they're it's an amazing place, though.
That's an amazing place. Where you sleep is not an amazing place.
I gotcha. It's just a regular hotel room.
It's just a hotel room, and you have your TV set, and every night I would come home and it'd be like, well, welcome to ESPN3, where the Lady Lobos of New Mexico State are playing volleyball against San Diego State. These ladies are out for blood. And it was like, oh, God. I couldn't, you couldn't time anything because you were always gone and coming back at different times.
Yeah, you have to watch whatever's on at that moment.
Do you know what that's like in this day and age?
No, I don't.
No, that's right. You don't know what that's like in this day and age, do you? Nobody knows what it's like. No, even animals don't know what it's like anymore.
That's true.
And it's horrible, and it's all random. It's like 10:15 at night, and it's bad cable.
Right.
So there's nothing. It's like you're watching guys driving trucks on icy roads trying to get gators and catfish, you know, and you're just like, ugh.
That's my people, swamp people.
I was watching some show called Yankee Legends, you know, and I swear to you, it was just a bunch of Yankee guys. Today, Bucky Dent narrates from 1977. It's horrible. Manhattan has horrible cable. They don't have satellite, and plus I needed my DVR.
Plus, you're missing your family. So
yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Family?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Remember you have
listen.
Wife and kids?
I miss those cars like nobody's business. Oh, yeah.
Not the cars. The kids, the family, the wife, the kids. Okay. Now, when Donald Trump says, who would you bring back? I want you to bring back two people.
Let me tell you something quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason, and this is when they do their cooking, and this is how they edit the show.
Okay.
The reason Penn Jillette got me fired is they give you a breakdown of how the game works. Here's how much cash you have. Here's how long you have. Here are the rules. They read you the rules when Trump leaves.
Yes.
The official rules.
Okay.
And the guy says, you do a Buick presentation, and you present the car, and he said, do it in a Steve Jobs kind of way. And everybody heard it, but nobody paid attention to it. And Steve Jobs had just died like 3 days earlier, and they ran that piece on 60 Minutes. So it was up in this producer's head.
Right.
So when we went back to the room, I said, Clay, you're going to be singing a song. We're going to get up on stage. We're all going to do a sketch. And Penn Jillette, who's smart, said, didn't you hear what the guy said? Steve Jobs presentation. And I said, well, what's that mean? He said, you alone unveiling the car. And I said, oh, for sure? Really? And they said, and then later on, I said, well, what if we did a sketch about this and about this? And Lou could be the Hulk and Clay could sing a song. And he said, no, he said Steve Jobs-esque presentation.
Which is one guy on a stage.
Right.
One guy on a stage. So I went and test drove the car, and I found that producer. And I said, hey, when you gave us the rundown earlier today, when you said Steve Jobs' presentation, what'd you mean? And he explained it. He said, I'd do it like Steve Jobs did it when he unveiled a new product. So I said, fine. I'll go up on stage. I'll do it alone. You guys go out in the audience, and you can raise your hand, and you can heckle from the audience, but all be Steve Jobs.
Right.
Well, they cut all that out. Of course they cut all that out, and they made it seem like I just wanted to go up on stage alone.
Right.
And then when we went in the boardroom, and Trump said, who should you take back? Who are you going to take back, or who would you take back with you to the boardroom?
Why wouldn't you say Penn Jillette then?
Yeah.
I said, take the producer. It's not Penn Jillette's fault. He's just telling me what their producer said.
Oh, I see.
He didn't make it
up. You don't
up.
Think Penn was setting you up?
No, it seemed like he was. And unfortunately, he's just a good listener.
I see.
And I went and talked to the producer, and he said, yeah, Steve Jobs. Do it like Steve Jobs. And so when Trump asked me who I would bring back, I said, I'll bring back the producer who told me to do the Steve Jobs presentation, which, of course, they cut out.
Right.
But they screwed up. And then later on, they said I didn't utilize enough of my team. Well, that's because I was doing a Steve Jobs presentation. So I'm up there with 12 guys. And that's what happened. And all the stuff with me and Penn was just cut up in such a way where they were trying to highlight that. That's what he was talking about. He was saying, do it this way. Do it. The guy said Steve Jobs.
Right. I got you. All right. And then this, of course, is the end.
You know, when a soldier gets out of line, they blame the general. And
plus, the cable's really bad.
In this case, I was the general.
I have great respect for that. And you're right. You were the project manager. You also did a great job.
Thank you.
But, Adam, you're fired.
Listen to music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Adam must be crushed.
The best music, you know, the serious music is funny, but it's also when you do I was watching it, and when I was telling those stuffed shirts over at Buick, when they were like, we're looking for the name and the face behind Buick, and I was like, well, that's Tiger Woods, right? the bass line went like, brow. It was like this great Barney Miller bass line.
It didn't seem like that group of executives were into your form of comedy.
All right, but listen, here's the thing, and I figured this out early, and the great Penn Jillette with his hypervigilance who got me kicked off is the one who brought this up. He said, look, there's two games. There's winning the game of the Celebrity Apprentice, in which case, you know, your charity gets a few bucks and you get a pat on the back and, I don't know, you get a golden, you know, dance ball or something. But then there's winning the game, which is the second game, which is making people at home laugh.
Right.
So when you're sitting in front of the Buick guys, you can either piss off two dudes at Buick, or you can make 8 million people smile.
Right.
And I'd rather piss off the two guys in the room and make everyone at home laugh.
Which you
did. By bringing up Tiger Woods.
Which you did.
It'll get you thrown off the game faster, but in the game of life, you win.
Yeah,
right. But
point.
Then you also have to hear, and nobody wants that.
No, that's brutal.
So you're not going to miss the game, but you might be back.
I might be back, and yes, if I could have got my sling box working, I would have gladly thrown Lou or Michael Andretti under the bus and been hanging out.
Adam, you're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Bye. Ralph Garman is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Everybody going to see Casa de Mi Padre tonight?
Oh, no, that's just me.
I've seen American Idiot.
Nice. What's happening right now?
Wow.
Laugh
off.
I
got burned by a Broadway show.
Sort of did a little.
Yeah. But a lot of people have seen American Idiot. How many people have seen Casa de Mi Padre?
That's a good point.
All right, you win.
Some of our listeners will be there. Gave away tickets last week. So
I guess Will Ferrell did Jimmy Kimmel all in Spanish.
He did an interview with Jimmy all in Spanish, and Jimmy did it in Spanish, too. He did it back and forth, and it was pretty impressive, I got to tell you.
I'm worried when Will comes in on Friday. Like, I can't speak
If he tries
Espanol.
That BS with us, I will beat
Espanol.
His ass.
All right, good.
So don't worry about it.
All right, good.
I don't think it's going to happen. Because there'll be no cue cards in this room for him to read. Not that he can't just speak extemporaneously in Spanish.
Okay.
I'm just saying. He kept calling Jimmy Yimmy the whole time. I thought that was very entertaining. Yeah, I can't wait to see that movie. That's very, very funny. We got Will coming in on Friday. And is he coming in? He's coming in,
right? He's coming
in,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
like,
so cool.
I like when he comes in.
I do, too.
It's very funny. Nobody makes me laugh harder just in regular conversation.
Yes.
Like, when we go to commercial breaks, we play songs, we'll be sitting here talking, and I will be laughing as if I'm watching a Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah.
Always makes me
it's
laugh.
It's really rare, because we have a lot of comedians, and a lot of comedians kind of have to work into their act a little bit.
And they know
bit.
To turn it on when the light goes on, and the microphones are live. They try their best to bring it. But Will, you just talk to him, and just funny stuff comes
funny.
Out of him.
Yeah.
Just spills out.
He's the best.
I'm glad he didn't follow his ambition of being in sports information.
As am I.
Because that'd be a waste for all of us. Speaking of comedians, Russell Brand causing some trouble in New Orleans.
Uh-oh.
He was hanging out, and a guy pulls out his iPhone and starts shooting footage.
Which has to, I would imagine, be normal for Russell Brand,
I guess,
right?
It happens all the time,
yeah,
especially when he was with Katy Perry. It must have been a nonstop
of
parade of paparazzi. One of those paparazzi named Timothy Jackson caught Russell at a bad time. Russell wrestled the iPhone away from him, threw it at a building, and actually threw it through an office window.
Wow. Okay.
Word is the police want to have a conversation with Mr. Brand. Here's the upside, though. Russell's people immediately contacted the guy who was in the office of the window that the iPhone came plummeting through.
Right.
And immediately offered to pay for any repairs and any damages done to the window and everything else.
But not the phone.
Well, it wasn't the guy's phone. It wasn't the guy. Some guy's working in his office, and suddenly an iPhone comes flying through your window. Russell felt bad about that and wanted to repair the guy's window and take care of any damages to the office, but I don't believe he contacted the paparazzo regarding that event. So,
got it.
Police still would like to have a conversation with Russell.
They would like to explain things.
He's a little wound up, I think, these days.
Yeah.
You know what he needs? A good stiff drink.
Where's the outrage there?
Or maybe a couple lines of blow or some heroin, whatever his drug of choice is. The guy needs to relax. He needs to go home, kick back.
Maybe some weed. I don't think he needs
any
of that stuff.
Like beer mug with those thin mints. He just needs some just to take the edge off. What'd you do yesterday, Muggs? Did you run in place for 2 hours? Did you swim the channel? Did you climb Everest? What was your workout yesterday?
Punching bag.
Oh, the punching bag.
Oh.
That's a pretty good workout.
That's a good workout.
Yeah.
That's actually a workout.
Yeah.
Punching bag topped off.
Versus running in place.
With a blooming onion.
No.
Seems like Mug just shoots to break even.
Yeah.
He's eating Teddy Grahams while he's punching the heavy bag, I just think.
We have a deal. He's supposed to lose 30 pounds, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Other losers in the news. Jermaine Jones. You know him if you're watching American Idol. Anybody watching
I am
American
not
Idol?
Watching that. Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching it either. He has been disqualified from the show. I think they're down to their final 14 or 12 or whatever it is.
So he was a pretty big part of it then.
Yeah, he was. He
made it pretty far.
He was in the running. Disqualified from the show when it was discovered that he concealed multiple crimes from the producers. It took him a while to put his name together with the outstanding warrants for his arrests since he gave the police fake names in both cases when he was arrested.
But can't they fingerprint him?
I'm sure they did. I think it slowed up the wheels of justice in terms of getting the information to American Idol producers.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
So when it was discovered, they said, yeah, it's not exactly what we're looking for here in American Idol, the whole outstanding warrant thing. No word on what the crimes were, but it couldn't be any worse than the way Seacrest murders his comedy every week on that show. So. More reality show news. Clint Eastwood's wife, Dina, is getting her own reality show on E! The show will be about Dina and their two daughters, Francesca and Morgan. I guess it's his two daughters. I don't think they're hers, but from a previous relationship, Francesca and Morgan. She's 18, Morgan is 15. So the three Eastwood girls will be on television. I am so shocked that Clint would sign off on this.
Me too.
Just goes to show you, fellas, we're all pulled around by our leash, if you know what I mean. When the wife says something's going, even Clint Eastwood has to say, okay, honey, whatever you say.
Yeah.
That can't be interesting, right?
I can't imagine, but...
Do you think he'll be on it?
I don't think he'll be on it.
At all.
No,
I bet you he will.
You do?
I do.
That's crazy.
It wouldn't be interesting otherwise.
I can imagine he will... He'll just, like, run past the door once in a while. Just
trying to get to the other room.
That's right. Just see him hauling ass down the hallway. Nude. Be the best. Wrinkly old ass
that
bouncing
would be the
up
best.
And down. Bear Grylls. You know him from Man vs. Wild. Spent 6 seasons overcoming the elements for the Discovery Channel. Well, looks like they are parting ways. Discovery Channel has fired him.
Wow.
Over a contractual dispute. A spokesman for Bear says he and Discovery had been unable to reach an agreement on new programming and had parted ways, but it sounded like Discovery Channel gave him the boot. The show aired in over 200 countries around the world. Huge hit for Discovery Channel.
It was interesting.
It was. And he was an entertaining guy.
Yeah.
Hollywood Reporter says the dispute revolved around two unannounced projects for which Bear had already contracted. So apparently he was doing work outside of the show, and Discovery Channel was not too pleased with that. So they gave him his walking papers, so.
Oh, he's not going to have to drink his own urine and eat eyeballs
anymore. I hope whatever his next project is, it involves a 5-star hotel and some room service, because the guy's paid his dues. And Lindsay Lohan in the news. This morning, she was leaving a nightclub. Word has it that she lightly struck, is the phrase that's being used, lightly struck a bystander. Outside the Hookah Lounge.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
In Hollywood, as she was leaving Sayers nightclub. The cops were called. The guy said he was fine, didn't need any medical attention. And then hours later, it was announced he was in the emergency room seeking medical attention.
When he found out who she was.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Word is that the police considered it a closed matter once they interviewed him and he seemed fine, but... Now that he has sought medical attention, if he wants to file a complaint against Lindsay, she'll have to answer for a hit-and-run charge, which, given her legal history, could be problematic. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Sasha Gray is 24 years old today. Getting a lot of heat. Getting a lot of heat about Sasha Gray.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with me wishing her happy birthday.
Why?
I don't know.
What?
Some people, oh, she's disgusting. Yeah, she has no class.
He's not insisting you watch her.
She bangs for a living. What do you want from me? I think she does a good job.
And it's her birthday.
You're tight. Jamie Bell of Tintin is 26 years old. Taylor Hanson of Hanson is 29. Chris Klein is 33. Grace Park turns 38. Billy Crystal turns 64 years old today. Quincy Jones, Q, is 79. And Michael Caine. Michael. Master Bruce, what are you doing about the Joker? He is 79 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Steve-O in the studio talking about his Irvine improv shows. Always love to have Steve-O.
Yes, sir.
We have William H. Macy on the program.
What?
Yep, talking about Shameless.
We can ask him how old he is.
I think we figured that out.
Oh, did we?
He's 62, okay. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Allison Brie from Community is going to be on the program
and
tomorrow.
And Mad Men. She's
and
Pete,
Mad Men.
It's Pete's wife.
And Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
That's ridiculous.
From 21 Jump Street.
That's not going to happen.
In the studio.
No.
Tomorrow morning on an all-new cast.